machine. Ham Radio.
Fashion, stupid! Can't you read?
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals.
Wonderful! And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
I called the FCC.
You little scumbag!
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
I got your name! I got your ass!
Yoo-hoo, fat boy! Here's your target for tonight!
This is Ham Radio on Goom Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
And for you poetry lovers, today's excursion into yesteryear will be a highly informative one.
The Machine.
Smell of prepubescent poontang in the evening. Zach Singh and the student body just got off of the air, and they are now filing out of the Goom compound, and it smells like young, ripe... What would it be? Peaches?
It smells fantastic.
It smells fantastic in here right now. It's January 13th, 2011. It's Thursday night. That means it's about to get fucking crazy up in this bitch. It's the Ham Radio Show. I am, of course, Uncle Letty. How the fuck is everyone else out there doing in Radioland? 1-888-632-4666. That's 1-888-632-4666. The last 466, it stands for Goom, asshole. It's very easy to do. Of course, you can also hit us at hamradio at hamradioshow.com if you want to send us an email. During the show, operators are standing by. Danny and Hamill, both vigilant, standing there making sure that everything's hunky-dory on the website, as well as brand new today. If you go to the Machine's Facebook page and click on the live stream, cameras are operational tonight. Cameras. The Ham Cam is operational. Billy's right now giving it the finger. You can see us live in our natural habitat.
You get the salute.
You get the give him the Jersey City salute, Billy. Go ahead. There you go. The Jersey City salute back at you. It's the state bird. It's called the middle finger. Turns out it's the same bird as New York.
Of course, if you want to see what our calendar girl looks like this month, then you want to be watching that camera.
Absolutely. You want to see tonight on the show, Jessica Lynn, not the porn star, Billy, but Jessica Lynn will be here from, of course, DG Entertainment.
Correct.
We'll be here. Our January 2011 calendar girl will be in studio. You will get to see her in all her glory. That means in a teeny weeny, itty bitty, little bikini, Danny. Like, not, you know, even though I don't like that shit. But you know what, Danny? I like this. Maybe if I go to the Ham Radio page, I can see something. No, no, no. That's where I'm going to go because I don't want to see a girl in an itty bitty, teeny weeny, yellow polka dot bikini over there on the Machines page.
Just a
fuck
little
no.
A little note. You still have to log on to goomradio.com to get the audio.
Okay, faggot. What's next? Also on the card tonight, we're going to get down to the bottom of this fucking Angelina debacle. She was supposed to be here tonight. We're going to be getting a call from our friend Tony from Phoenix Down. We'll be hopefully calling in the show. We're going to try to fix all these little problems. Because it seems like everything's being moved back because her new single that she's going to debut on this very show, Danny, is going to be so fucking huge that right now there's no disclosure agreements, there's lawyers sticking their nose in shit, there's like tons of stuff going on.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Right now, Ham Radio cannot have Angelina right now. We just can't have her. But we will have her, but we can't have her. Just the way it works, kids. That's just the way it works. It's radio. That's how the business works. It's a business, people.
We can't open till Christmas?
No, we cannot open the gift till Christmas, okay? Sorry. Did Grandma bring you that pink bunny costume again? Is that what happened, Ralphie? Is that what happened? Now go put it on. She went to a lot of work for that, Billy. Go up the stairs, Ralphie. Go.
You go ahead. Feel free. Knock yourself out.
Do it, Billy! Do it!
No.
Oh, you suck. Also on the card... Danny.
Yes.
I think I already know what's going to happen before I even fucking play music. I think I already know what's going to happen. But...
What's going to happen?
I think that I totally, beyond question, have lost the all-important football playoffs. I think I lost, Andy. Am I correct in assuming that I lost? Although I have, there might be a flag on the play, Danny. There might be a flag on the play.
You did lose.
By the way, hold on. 1-888-632-4666. Option number three. Option number three hooks you up to the Ham Radio Show. Might want to broadcast
it
around.
Direct.
It makes it direct. We can't get a hold of you unless you put option number three. All right, Danny. I have a flag on the play, but go ahead. Let's go into it. Go ahead. Tell the world.
Well, you did lose. The only game you got, which is the one everybody got, was the Baltimore-Kansas City game. You went with Baltimore.
All right, but see, this is why I have a flag on the play. I believe...
A challenge flag.
I have a challenge. I'm throwing out the red flag. Yeah. I'm the coach right now.
Typical.
I believe...
Ow!
That I said...
I believe...
Now, shut up, Billy. I believe that I said Jets. After a back and forth with you about the Sanchez and everything else, I know that, but Danny's whipping out papers now.
Well, I have you as we're going with Indy here, and Billy was also writing down the picks, and he concurred, and he has you also down as Indy.
I'm not saying I won't take the punishment, whatever it is. I guess I'm about to find out.
It wouldn't have helped you out anyway, because if you would have won that game...
I would have tied with Hitler.
You would have tied with Hitler, and you still would have lost. It would have been the two of you receiving punishment.
And I also lost because I lost a side bet.
Right.
Which was the Eagles-Green Bay game challenge. So
all-around loser.
Hammy came in at number two because he won the Green Bay and Baltimore game. And me and Billy tied with three wins each, taking the the Jets, and Green Bay.
Lost on Seattle. But if we were playing by the points, I would have picked Seattle and lost on the Kansas City game.
Oddly enough. Billy the Bookie rears his ugly head again. Billy the Bookie in the house.
No, just... That's the way it would have worked.
I know it would have worked that way. Billy the Bookie, just calm down. You don't have to break my fucking thumbs. Calm down, Billy the Bookie.
Eddie, your thumb's not mine.
1-888-632-4666, option number three. Do I turn to Hitler? Do I dare turn to Hitler? Is that what I do right now and ask what my punishment is now?
I think I have to go get your punishment.
Oh, good. That makes it even better. Yeah, leave the studio. Do whatever you got to do. Go get the thing. I'm dying to kind of see this. I'm dying, too, because God knows what it is. God knows. Lord knows. And now tonight, when we have the ham cam in full effect over there on the machine page. The ham cam in full effect right there on the machine page. As you can see, we are locked in. You can see my fat ass. Billy's right there contemplating the meaning of life. And of
course,
there is Bill. Danny's right in the middle of that shit. He's right there. And Hitler is, oh, Jesus, I already fucking can see.
You can see?
Hold on, let me kill the music.
It's a miracle. He can see.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so my punishment, what's my punishment? No, I'm not putting that fucking thing on.
Why
not? I'm not doing it.
Well, this, my friend, is a headgear that a lot of Packer fans wear in good old Green Bay, Wisconsin.
That's because they're all fucking inbred.
I myself have been guilty of wearing this stupid thing.
Of course
thing.
You did. Of course you did.
For those of you who don't know, this is a cheesehead.
When he was gay, going to the clubs.
Back when he was gay. You know, back in the day, Billy, when I was a hell no.
You see the camera? The camera can see it right here.
Yes, I see.
Look at the gloriness of embarrassment.
All right, we're gonna give the fat kid a big hunk of cheese. He's gonna eat it.
Oh, shut up, you fucking Henny Youngman motherfucker.
You're gonna eat it. We know better.
Should I put it in a? Put it on and fucking just totally live with the...
Put it on.
Right, throw me the cheese.
Well, now, does he have to... I'm sorry, I was busy typing.
I
he has to wear this
the whole show? Is this what this is? Can I wear my headphones
really
over this shit?
Do the whole show, but we need to be professional here and interview a very beautiful model. So.
While wearing this?
I think you should have to wear it.
Yeah, I think you should
wear it. I don't know if I can get on with my headphones, though. I'm struggling.
There you go.
Oh, I think you just cracked my headphone.
One size fits all.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
I say Hamill's suggestion, if it falls off his head, you get to bring out Sparky and tase him.
Sparky's over here. Fuck you. I'm not giving you Sparky. Fuck off. Sparky's in his pen right now. I will leave it on. See, what I was thinking, and even if you want me to, because first and foremost, I'll freely admit this is so gay. And look at the fucking, of course, the ham cam in full effect. Not noticing that I got a cheese fucking head on. Goddamn Green Bay.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Did we shit the bed or what on that game?
No, you guys just didn't play.
It was cow shit in the bed, man. It was bad. It was not good.
Yes.
It was not good at all, dude. We fucking just told... We couldn't handle what we had. We had nothing. That was the fucking problem. We had nothing. Like, Vic did not play well. None of my fucking offense nor defense played well. We had nothing, Billy. From top to bottom, I had nothing.
And the kicker had, like, family issues.
Fucking kicker my balls. That's what he's fucking got.
He had family issues.
Crying his fucking eyes out after the game because he felt like he fucking let down the... Yeah, you did, asshole. You let us down. You let us down to the umpth degree of letting us down. Your fucking shit would have put us in. And I'm also getting shit from the Jets fans. You know, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I'm getting shit from the Jets fans who are fucking saying that, you know, that they didn't have luck on their side. You got lucky. It came down to the last 3 seconds of that fucking game. If you pulled the fucking same bullshit with the kicker we had, you wouldn't have fucking won.
Did you watch that kick?
I watched that kick.
As he left his foot, it started veering to the right, like it normally does.
Yes.
Put the laces out.
Laces out, motherfucker.
Yes, Marino, the laces were out.
Laces out. Laces fucking... Shut up. Don't take a picture of it. Don't take a picture of it. Stop it.
I think this should go down.
Oh, that's not the right one, Danny. I'm sorry.
I wasn't playing that.
You weren't playing that? What were you playing?
I was trying to play that.
I'm not fucking crying about it. What I'm saying is my team sucked, but I have at least have the balls to say my team sucked. The Jets fans, however, not Billy, but Jets fans, like my brother-in-law flipped the fuck out at me when I told him he got lucky. He's like, what do you mean got fucking lucky? We get fucking on the whole fucking season? Or he started flipping out. I'm like, no. You ain't lucky on the whole fucking season. You did well for the fucking game. You did well. But in that fucking game, you got lucky. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think Billy will fucking attest to that. That you got lucky. Came into the last 3 fucking seconds. If that kick, if a wind...
And what did he...
Oh, fuck
what
you.
What did the Colts do all the time?
No, the Colts...
The Colts pull the same shit all the
time.
But
at the same point in the game, Peyton Manning even made the point as yelling at the coach, going, hey, fuckstick, stop running at the clock and giving them a chance to fucking think about what they got to do. That's what you guys did. You went back to the sideline and everyone was like, hey, we should fucking kick it. Yeah, let's kick it.
I can't look at Eddie seriously.
It has to be a hot chicken.
Fucking showed his one right down the shitter. Go ahead.
That thought that you just had is completely asinine.
Dude, they pointed it out during the game that Peyton Manning was yelling.
Peyton Manning.
I got this fucking cheese hat on.
Wanted to know why the coach called a timeout.
Yes.
Not thus, so they could say, oh, we're going to kick the ball. They knew exactly what they were going to do.
No, they fucking plotted that out in the last couple of seconds and then to change what they were going
to
do.
Yeah. No, they didn't think, all right, we got to get to the 35, 40-yard line, get a chance to kick
the ball.
You know, Billy?
You know what?
I know.
Thank you for playing. Should we or should we not follow the advice of the galactically stupid?
Okay, let's not follow the advice of the galactically
really
stupid.
We shouldn't listen to you.
Because you're going to automatically be angry.
I am not.
Because you're a fan. You're a Jets fan, so I can't win this argument with a Jets fan. I can't win. It's like me fucking talking to him about Green Bay. Hitler will not fucking let that rest. He will not let it rest. He's making me wear a fucking cheese hat.
Well, you were dumb enough to like jump all over this bandwagon that wasn't really there.
I am curious, though. What was going to be my punishment if you won?
I didn't even have one. I was thinking of it, like, not that moment, but I have one. I would have came up with something.
In the world of white-collar crime, you need the best.
Gear up now.
What the fuck was that?
Apparently some sort of criminal activity is going
on.
Sorry,
I can't get over the new camera, and it plays freaking ads randomly.
Leave the ham cam alone. Listen, we got to go to break. When we come back on the show, more shit for you to digest. That's what we do here. And me and the cheese hat will join you. On the flip side, it's Ham Radio on Goom, bitch.
Hi, this is Lois Griffin from Family Guy, and you're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie. he's not the uncle that touched... No, he's not that one.
One 888-632-4666. AC/DC. And we know it's gotta be a show unless I play some AC/DC, Billy. You know how it rolls, motherfucker.
Yep, I know.
Let's see if we can hit four in one show.
I can do it. I've done it before.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, when we were on Terrestrial, how many times did you bet me I wouldn't say shit on the air? I said it. Almost 30 straight weeks.
But I was not playing the same band over and over again.
No, but I can do it.
Ooh,
it's what I can do.
Do it.
I can do it. I thrive on adversity, motherfucker. I thrive on it. 1-888-6324-666. Option number three. Option number three. Trace, if you're Spanish. Also, you can go get out. Check it out, man. Check it out. On the Ham Radio, Ham Cam is on, of course, The Machine on Facebook. Go to that page. Go to The Machine on Facebook, and you will see the Ham Cam in its full effect. And also, don't mind the fucking ads that Danny likes to play during the show. The ads are there from our friends at White Collar, from our friends at USA. USA, White Collar, Characters Wanted. There you go. Why not? Let's give them a little up, Danny. Characters Wanted.
I thought they were welcome.
Characters welcome.
Well, who gave me the wrong copy? You're all fired.
I am an olive-skinned fella.
You are an olive-skinned fella.
I am a character.
You are a character.
I'm a character.
You're a character. You ever cut up a cud? White Collar, check time and local listings, but check your USA network for time and local listings. And, of course, Characters Welcome. Not Wanted. They're welcome.
There's a character sitting next to me, if you haven't noticed. He's German.
Achtung! Achtung, Hitler! Achtung!
Hey, you got to get a little mustache now.
I'll be talking to him about you in the WTF News.
Yes, he has. I believe there is a... I believe,
don't blow it up.
I'm not telling him. I want to say that I believe there is a connection, like a connectional story. And it's not even a word, but I'm going to throw it out at connectional. There's a connectional story later. That goes right to the heart.
That's what he just said.
I want to change it up a little bit for Ava Braun's fucking boy toy over there. I want to change it up, okay? I'm wearing a cheese fucking hat, Billy. Would you shut up and just let things happen today? By the way, also on the card, which I think I got to dump that in too, I have, I'm going to debut a song that I wrote. I'm going to debut a song today on the show.
While wearing a cheese head.
I'm not going to sing it live because I'm not fucking cool. I'm no Ned, Billy. I can't do it without a Ned.
That's true.
All right. I will play it, though, live from the computer on today's show. I will debut a song. It has nothing to do with you loving cocks, Hitler, so relax. I can already see it in your face. It has nothing to do with it. It's just a lovely song. In fact, should I play it now, Danny? Or do you want me to... I'm going to play it multiple times during the show. Should I just play it now? It's like, should I debut it now? Or because I didn't play Movies That Don't Suck. I didn't do that. Unless you want to play Movies That Don't Suck down, we can come back in. We can do it. We can do Crazy, Danny, if you want to.
I don't know. Do what you want. Your show. Who the hell cares?
Damn right.
What? Yeah.
Not like you're going to listen to what I say anyway.
Didn't I ask you? Didn't I say, hey, Danny, what do you want me to do?
We know he's got the itchy tringa finger. All he wants to do is listen to his own song.
I do. I really do, because it's a good song.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it or what?
Well, let's find out if it's good.
All right. Here it is. This is the debut of Uncle A's song. And you know why else I want to do it? Because I want to do it while there's a crowd outside, Danny. That's why I want to do it. Because it's dirty. Are you going to tell them to listen? Are you going to, oh, man, yeah, make sure. I believe it is because they did make a face when the other thing was on. For the chick from Family Guy with Lois. Did the sounder back in. They all made a face like, oh, that's the cool show. That's Ham Radio. They have all the cool shit. So I think that's going on. Does Zach want to hear my song? You want to hear my song?
Even if he doesn't, let's make him listen
anyway.
It's
3 minutes of pure heaven. You want to hear the song? Bring Zach in here. I want to debut my song that I wrote. Is it playing outside?
Very faintly. It's not as loud as Zach's.
Well, because Zach, they got to turn his ego up. All right, you want to hear the song?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to play it live, so let's just get this up. I'm going to kill everyone's mics. I don't want anyone interrupting.
What?
This fucking song.
Oh, great.
It's fucking, I wrote the song.
All right, Hanson.
It's awesome. All right, fuck my cheesehead. Leave me alone for a minute. I'm killing everyone's mics. Here we go.
Shut up. I'm trying to listen to the fucking...
Start spreading your legs. I'm eating today. I want to eat a part of it. Your twat, your twat. Don't come in my shoes, 'cause your pussy can spray right from the very heart of it. Your twat, your twat. I want to wake up in that pussy that doesn't leak and find out you're on the pill. Now slap off my meat, play with my balls, 'cause that would be neat. My little round balls, they're coming your way. I'm gonna fuck a brand new partner. Your twat, your sweet twat. If I can shave your hair, I'll come on everywhere, fill up with goo. Your twat, your twat. Your twat, fishy, smelly twat. You gotta, gotta smell it, fishy twat. You got, goddamn, let's go, come on. I want to wake up in that pussy that doesn't leak and find out you're on the pill. Stop with the yeast, leap on my meat, bring on the pill. Come on! These little round balls coming your way. I'm gonna fuck a brand new partner right here in your sweet twat. And you bet your tits, baby, if I can shave your hair, you know I'll come on everywhere. Come on, come through, your twat, your twat, you smelly box bitch, ha!
Now, presently, ladies and gentlemen, Ham Radio proudly presents another exciting edition of Movies That Don't Suck. But I heard your sister does. What?
The umpire. He saved the queen's life.
That's not the umpire, Your Honor.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You just heard the Movies That Don't Suck clip of the week. If you know the name of the movie, drop me an email at hamradio@hamradioshow.com and I'll hook you up with this week's Ham Radio prize pack.
The machine is online, operating at full capacity. The machine.
This is Larry the Cable Guy. And after my roast, it's time for pig roasting. You're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
This is Ham Radio on Goom Radio.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you clear a room. I hope you enjoyed. The song is called Your Twat, Your Twat. It is a parody of New York, New York, just in case you're playing at home. And did you enjoy it? Did everyone enjoy the song?
That was great. Did Mom write that for you?
Yes, she did.
Zach Sang and his friends loved it so much they left.
They darted
out.
Dude,
did you see that one chick's face that I pointed out to you?
Yeah.
She was like horrified.
Horrified.
Phil turned around and couldn't stop laughing at her.
She made the song funny.
She did. That song was funny. Don't act like the song. The song wasn't funny, Billy? Are you gonna be that counterproductive with the programming today and tell me that wasn't funny?
I've got tears running down my leg.
That's probably probably your sweaty, stank old balls and your pens are full, so you might want to take those off.
No, I got it tied up.
Could be. You got it tied up? You got your bag tied up?
Yeah, that's safe.
That's nice. But that's how you clear a room. For everyone playing at home, that's how you clear a room. If you're
usually you do that all on your own.
I do that all on my own. 1-888-632-4666. That number one more time is 1-888-632-4666. Goom.
For Satan.
All right, by the way, we just played Movies That Don't Suck. And Movies That Don't Suck today actually has a really big kind of sponsor today, Danny. Did you know this?
No, I don't.
Yes, you know this?
Sponsorship?
We have an actual sponsorship. The new movie from Universal that's called The Dilemma. You know how we talked about The Dilemma? Remember we talked about Vince Vaughn giving that line and everything? Well, see, they have a contest, and we're part of that contest. It's called How Far Would You Go For Your Best Friend? Each week, users are going to be asked to share a story about themselves and their best friend. 20 winners, weekly winners, will receive a Fandango gift card and swag from the film and gain entry to the grand prize drawing for a best friend's... The best friend's trip for two. Every week, and even more chances to win. Also, be sure to become a friend of The Dilemma on Facebook. You're going to go to facebook.com/The Dilemma. All right, that movie, The Dilemma, starring Vince Vaughn and Kevin James from Universal, opens tomorrow. So please check it out.
On Friday, it opens.
That would be tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you. Didn't you? Should I be like you, Billy? Oh, he just said that! Duh!
Exactly.
Hey, asshole, he just said that.
Well, my entry is I tell my friend he makes funny parodies.
Oh, thank you, Billy.
That's how far I go.
You go to the dilemmamovie.com for further details, but that is the Facebook contest, by the way. If you go to the Facebook, Facebook.com, you know how to work it, /The Dilemma, you will get a part of that contest. All you got to do is click and enter and follow the rules listed below. Universal Pictures, The Dilemma, opens tomorrow. And they are the sponsors today of the Movies That Don't Suck. By the way, if you do know the Movies That Don't Suck, we here at Ham Radio will give you some porn. We got some nice Penthouse Forum, Billy.
Penthouse Forum.
Housewives Hunting Housewives. You will receive your copy of that.
What do they use?
Pretty much like whisks and I think mops and maybe frying pans.
Why not just a Swiffer?
This looks like no housewife I've ever seen, though. This is beyond a MILF. From our friends at Penthouse Magazine. This is definitely the hottest MILF. Billy's he's scoping it out. Billy's checking it out. That is a hot MILF. And there's like tons of MILFs on the back. As you can see, they're all intertwining their legs. They're scissoring. They're doing all that good stuff. All right. I think we have phones before we even get the hot button topic. Why the hell not?
Sure.
Let's go there. It's Ham Radio. Son of a bitch. Danny, I need you guys to work that phone for me. It's already dead. Don't worry about it. Call back. Call back, please. Please, God, call back. 888-632-4666. That's what you got to do. The phone sucks. That's all I do know.
Yeah, it's a new system. Give me
time. It's complicated.
It's complicated. There are things going on. I know people want to be involved in the Movies That Don't Suck, and they want to win some free porn. And damn it, they got a lot to talk about, and I got a lot to talk about here on Hot Button Topics.
Hot Button Topics.
So hot.
Network. The Westboro Baptist Church.
My favorite people.
Yeah, Shirley's back at it again, though. But thank God that at least the people in Arizona. I mean, I don't have to bring up, because I don't want to tread over this fucking story that has been going on. Everyone knows about the assassination attempt of Congresswoman Jillian, what was the last name? Gifford?
Gabrielle Gifford.
I'm sorry. My fault. Gabrielle Gifford. Everyone knows the story. Obviously, I don't know her name, but everyone knows the story about what happened. I don't even want to give this guy fucking airtime. I don't even want to bring up the asshole. Because it seems like the people in Arizona had to fight just to get something going on here. Danny, phones, please. Please hurry. Please run. Please pick up the phone. It's on line two. I don't want... Oh, no, he went to line three. Pick up line three. Pick up line three. Talk to him. Say, hey, how you doing? Say, hey, fuckstick, what's going down?
See the professionalism at Goom Radio.
You can watch it on the cam.
Hello! Hello! Power Pig, hello! I'm stealing directly from another radio show. Hello! There's no one there. Did you lock? You locked it now. Why did you lock the channel? There's nothing there now. Do I gotta drop it now? Ah, you smelly fish, you twatty twat. Now I miss my thing. All right. Anyway, seemingly the insane.
So the congresswoman from Arizona that was shot in the head.
Yeah. The phone. We're like fucking lemmings around here. We see a bright light. We all just fucking ran towards it like a bunch of jagoffs. Westboro sometimes. Baptist Church added again, though, because now they're protesting the funerals for the U.S. soldiers. You know how they normally do.
Right.
All right. Now they're now. If that wasn't enough, if Shirley Phelps Ropes there wasn't fucking Phelps Roper, wasn't a giant cunt of the year that she normally is.
Attention monger.
They are. They are an attention-starved whore that she is.
Yes.
They will have a hard time for the planned protest against the funeral. Because this is why I want to bring this up. Arizona, God bless you. God bless you, motherfuckers. The planned protest for the funeral of the 9-year-old shooting victim. The girl is dead.
9 years old.
Nine years old, tragically fucking mowed down by a jagoff who looks like Uncle Fester with fucking HIV. All right, this cocksucker shoots a 9-year-old child. And these fucking fucknuts at the Westboro Baptist Church wanted to goddamn fucking march on this funeral. They wanted to protest the funeral. All right, now Arizona lawmakers passed an emergency measure barring the protest within 300 feet of any funeral service. All right, God bless them. All right, aside from this law, hundreds of Tucson citizens were making their own plans to block the funeral off. They were going to block it off like the same day, the same time they did with remember the AIDS kid? He was gay and he had AIDS. I just totally ruined it if he didn't. And they had the funeral. And what they were doing was they were trying. The God Hates Fags fucker showed up, and then the townspeople showed up dressed as angels with big-ass wings, and they blocked anybody from getting into the funeral.
And they surrounded everything.
Yeah. That's what the Tucson people were going to do. God bless those fuckers, because at the end of the day, I don't care. Your freedoms are your freedoms. That's right. You know what? You know what, Shirley? You have the right to goddamn do it. No one's taking your right away from doing it. But, dude, have some fucking class. This family just lost a fucking 9-year-old kid who was born... Who was born on...
September 11th.
September 11th. Who's this?
Hello,
Ham Radio. Who's this?
Nick.
Hey, Nick. Holy shit. Is this Nick from Canada?
Yeah, it is. I mean, what happened the last time I called?
Yeah, Danny tried to pick up the phone and he fucked it up. It's all right.
Gee, the one time to 40,000.
So, Danny,
40,
let's make fun of Danny. Danny can't work the phones. That's right, Ham. I'll wave at him. All right, what's going on there, fucker?
Not much. Just listening to ham radio and watching you guys in the camp.
There you go, and that's what you should be doing. That's exactly what you should be doing. What's
Hi,
going
Nick.
On? What's going on in the, of course, in the Great White North of Canada, eh?
Nothing, it's just snowing up here.
That's it, just snow? That's all you got is snow?
Well, it's either snowing or you're playing hockey.
Wait, he can't hear you. What'd you say, Nick?
What about wad of cheese you have in your head?
I have a wad of cheese on my head because I lost to Hitler. To the Green Bay Eagles game, and now this is my punishment for the rest of the show, especially when we have the super duper hot centerfold Jessica Lynn in studio. I have to do the interview wearing a cheese head.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
We have to make if Nick is gonna call in now as a regular thing, you know, Nick the Stalker, we have to make like oh, it's Nick the Stalker from Canada. We got lasers. Boom. He needs like a fucking sounder. Like Nick the from Canada. Oh, it's Nick the Stalker or something.
Excellent.
Or like some moose noises. Something, maybe like a some geese or something.
What is he hanging out with Sarah Palin with all that
he
fucking
might.
Moose?
Let's go live to see what Sarah Palin is doing right now. Oh, okay. There you go. What? Sarah, did she take down a Sarah, what'd you shoot? He's like, pull! There goes Sarah. Sarah's back. Ah, the ducks are dead. Ducks are dead, Nick.
Dinner for everyone.
Dinner. Everyone's going to have duck a l'orange. Nick, did you... So what are you thinking about these fucking Westboro Baptist Church assholes yet again going down? Wavin?
I think Sarah Palin should take care of them.
You think Sarah Palin... You want Sarah Palin to shoot them? She can do it. I have trust in her. She's going rogue. Going rogue, motherfucker! Don't you know? Going rogue. Do you think she's wearing a cheese hat while she does it?
Probably.
Okay. Nick, you're a bundle of energy, aren't you?
I know.
Nick, what are you doing?
I know.
Nick, what drugs are you on in Canada right now?
Curling.
What drugs
are you on in Canada right now?
Are you frozen?
No.
No? He goes, no.
Have you frozen yourself to death?
No.
No.
You sound high. Are you high?
Are you high, son?
No.
Come on, you guys got good weed up there.
You conniving cunt.
Nick is not a conniving cunt. Don't say that to him. Nick, are you gonna go chop some? Are you gonna chop some wood? Because I think that's all you do in Canada, right? Chop wood.
No.
I'm a lumberjack.
Let's go up there. Take down a couple of fucking acres. And then go timber. What happened?
Sure. The stupid TV companies up here are starting to run for Jersey Shore.
What's going on in Canada? What do you do in Canada for fun?
I don't know. We just watch whatever's down in the U.S. That's what we do up here.
Now, Nick, are you watching?
Be clear. I am not gay.
I don't think he's gay.
I never have been gay.
Now, Nick, I want to call him Zach for a minute. Nick.
He kind of sounds like him.
He has a little bit. Nick, have you been watching a lot of porn?
No.
You haven't been watching any porn whatsoever?
No.
How old are you now?
17.
Oh, so you can't do that. Well, not in Canada. It's different.
Well, yeah. What's the rules out in Canada? Because Billy always tells me Canada is like a wonderland of fun where the age limits are very low.
Yeah.
18
to drink.
Yep.
Yeah, how old is it to drink?
18.
18, that's not bad.
And they got better beer than we do.
They do.
Mm-hmm. To celebrate you becoming a man, they throw you off Niagara Falls.
Without the barrel.
Nick, did you like my song?
I loved it.
Say, he did love it. Was it?
Nice. Not thrilling, but nice.
I think it was nice.
Yep, and somebody's phone just went off.
I know.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me either.
Was it me? No, your phone didn't go off, jackass, because you're on the phone. I'm talking. He means in studio.
Yes.
The cleaning lady's here. Say hi to the cleaning lady, Nick.
Hola.
Hello.
Hola from Canada. He's on the phone and from Canada. He wants to say hola. Say hola.
Hey.
Hola.
Oh, no, he's saying hola to you. He's saying hola. Hola. She said hola.
Can you duck down just a little bit so our fans can see you?
Yes, you're right on camera. There you go. And the clean lady on camera. Well, because the thing about this show is, first off and foremost, no one believes us when they're like, oh, you guys just make a noise if the clean lady comes in. You look
That's
good, baby.
That's fine. Don't worry.
You look like a sexy senorita. It's okay. Don't worry. You show them the maracas later. It's all right.
What's under the apron?
All right. Can someone actually, by the way, make sure... can you Aprile La Porta? Not that one. Can you Aprile the other Porta?
Good night.
The one at the end. Can you Aprile the Porta?
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Buona fortuna. That's Nick. Did you see me? I'm a world class fucking citizen. I got the language barriers broken. You see that shit?
I know.
Like, yo, watch. Nick, you sound like.
Nice. Not thrilling, but nice.
That's what you sound like. You sound high, Nick.
I'm not high.
You sound high. Nick, I gotta go. I got more shit. I got business to attend to, Nick.
Okay.
All right? You keep listening to the show and tell all the other Canucks what the fuck and listen to the show, all right?
What is a Canuck?
Billy's gonna tell you it's a frozen pretzel. Hurry up and go before the joke happens again.
Okay.
Okay, Nicky, I love you.
Love you too.
Wow, what a fact. All right.
Love you too. Wow.
A little bit, Danny, at the end. He was a little bit... A little bit at the end.
My name is Harvey Milk, and I'm here to recruit you.
All right, did anyone else
hear? I thought it was...
What?
You are the dumbest of the day.
First off, that's Trish's title, and damn it, you don't take that away from her.
She'll shoot you.
She's supposed to be calling in, by the way, as well. That's what she already threatened my life with that. How about we go back to, of course... Well, ding! Hello!
Hot foot topics.
So hot.
All right, everyone else in the news today, how about this? Mr. Ted Williams. Ted Williams, the voiceover artist, has his 15 minutes of fame have been taken out.
He drank it away.
This the one-time homeless man with the golden voice, his Cinderella story is done. It took an ugly turn Monday night when Ted Williams got into an altercation with his daughter at a Hollywood hotel where he was detained by police. Both Williams and his daughter were released a short time later after there was some form of fisticuffs at the place, at the hotel where they were at. No charges were filed, but Williams' daughter is telling the truth. He may already been sabotaging his own comeback. She says he's consumed at least a bottle of Grey Goose a night. At least a bottle.
He's in L.A. That's normal.
And he's also a fucking alcoholic. Everyone seemed to, like, gloss over that. That's why he ended up on the streets. He was a druggie and an alcoholic. Well, I'm sorry. That's what got him there. Maybe we should have put him in rehab before we gave him money for using his velvety tones on the air.
Leave him on the fucking street where he was.
All right. That's not including the Coronas he orders and not including the Budweisers he orders and not including the other alcohol, the wines and blank that he drinks heavily. All right, Ted and his daughter were appearing on Dr. Phil. And, of course, Dr. Phil...
Oh, that's a riveting fucking interview.
Dr. Phil was the powder keg in this situation. And pretty much, yes, he did. Yes, he did. He went like this. He said, hello, opportunity? Ah, it's me, Dr. Phil. How the fuck are you? Can I have somebody come on the fucking show? Can we have Ted Williams? And did you see how he also made Ted Williams? Anyone else see this? Where he made Ted Williams do the voiceover to his own Dr. Phil thing?
Of course.
He's like, Ted Williams, from homeless to Hollywood, on the next Dr. Phil. I'm Ted Williams. Like, he had they shot video of him, but he had to tell you he was Ted Williams. I just laughed because all the shit that went on, like Kraft, is giving him a fucking Super Bowl halftime commercial. And now he's
grand.
now he's in fucking rehab.
He got 10 grand.
There goes their $1 million a spot.
Ted Williams here for fucking NyQuil.
You want to
fuck
him?
It's delicious. It's delicious. I know, fuck him. That's the problem. In this country, we build him up so we can knock him the fuck down.
Not just that. He was already a radio guy in the 80s, and he left his wife with 9 kids because he couldn't control his booze.
Because you know what? At the end of the day...
couldn't control his dick either.
At the end of the day, the TV was broken, and he only talked like this during sex. My penis is inside of you. My penis is about to come.
Fuck
him. Ted Williams. At the end of the day, you know what, Ted? Fuck off. You had your shot. Guess what? Now it's the fucking year of the ham, so fuck off. How about that?
That's right.
How about fucking them apples, cock liquor? I'm going to play the song again, Danny.
You don't have time. You got 6 seconds.
All right, I'll do it when we come back from break. It's Ham Radio right here on Goom, motherfuckers. Suck a dick.
Hey, this is Cheech.
And this is Chong.
And you're listening to Ham Radio.
With Uncle Eddie, man.
Hey, you gotta be real high to still be listening to this.
Crap.
Thanks, man.
He's right on with that, isn't he?
Really?
Nice, a little Billy Joel for you right now. It's Pressure. On Ham Radio, it's the Ham Radio Show, Thursday, January 13th, 2011, 1-888-632-4666, that's 1-888-632-GOOM, bitch, yes, and the cheesehead is still on.
I love how you're playing Billy Joel after your twat.
Yes, it's because you put classics together. That's what you do.
Well,
go ahead.
I want to say I'm chatting with John Shannon from my hometown of Staten Island, New York.
John Shannon, what up, motherfucker?
Hi, and me on the Machine Facebook.
There
saying,
you go, on the ham cam.
He is saying, I'm laughing so hard. He's like, my dad walked in my room because he's leaving for work and just started busting out laughing. Like, what are you listening to?
Nice. You tell your dad you're listening to the most goddamn dangerous show that's ever... We're not safe for radio.
I actually want to kill him right now for writing that, for swelling your fucking cheesehead ego even more.
Nice! Good job, John Shannon. Fuck Danny. Fuck
he's
Billy.
He's making a fucking fondue dip.
You know, I can always rely on Hitler. Hitler, what do you got?
And I have feedback from two very beautiful women I know.
I love them. Who are they?
Laura and Jesse.
Laura and Jesse. Jesse, I know. She's seen my penis. I know her. Go ahead.
Two very beautiful women. They think that it's hysterical.
Good job. See? It won't be the last time you hear my twat today, ladies. Don't worry about it. It won't be the last time. My twat will be on the show all day long.
Great.
It's actually called Your Twat, but it's my twat because I wrote it. There you go. And arranged by the late, great Frank Sinatra. Oh, dear God. And never we're going to get sued. We're waiting on Tony from Phoenix Down right now. I believe we're waiting on Tony from Phoenix Down to tell us what's going on the Angelina from the Jersey Shore situation.
Explain to us why that the original meeting wasn't to take place now.
All right. Well, because of what's going on, Billy. Billy, very good segue, by the way. Good job. You're learning radio very well at a rapid pace. You're evolving very well.
Yeah, I'll evolve.
You evolve all over my face. Faccia brutta, disgraziata puttana. Angelina has decided to take a route with her management, and they're going to make a bigger deal out of this single that we were going to have debut here on Ham Radio. She was going to come up in studio and discuss the big fucking brand new song that she's doing with Tony from Phoenix Down. But as far as I know, before we even get on the phone with him, before he ever calls, because I'm looking at the grid, and if not, we'll call him directly. Because I want to know what's going on, because now there's non-disclosure agreements going all over the place. So I don't even know what I can ask him, what I can't ask him. Because I know for a fact that I know that Hamill went out of his way, because he found this out, because I knew about it. But if Hamill got the actual article, I don't have it with me, of course, because I'm not professional. But the article where they were trying to get Angelina to go, Billy, did you know this? They're trying to get her to go to TNA.
Why?
Did you know this? She's supposed to go to TNA and take on Cookie. You know, that they have a knockoff of the Jersey Shore. Rob Echoes, who's an actual phenomenal wrestler, but they give him a shitty gimmick. That kid is, he's going up. He is, I think, Robbie E. on TNA. And Cookie, the knockoff of Snooki, who automatically has better talent than Snooki. Billy's just dropping shit all over the floor during the show. It's all right. Very professional.
I dropped my load
all over the floor. But they want to have a match between Cookie, who's an actual wrestler. I don't have a real name if somebody wants to Google it. The girl that plays Cookie on TNA on Impact every Thursday night. Tonight, actually. It's on right now. You probably get to see her.
That's why I don't watch it.
On the Spike TV. She will get in the ring, supposedly, with Angelina. Supposed to happen.
The only reason why TNA is being watched tonight is because the Hardy Boys are reuniting.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the only reason why they're going to get ratings.
Well, they're going to get ratings. The only thing is, like, the WWE has a head start. See, if are you a wrestling fan?
Are you
a wrestling fan, or are you just a mark for a certain company? That's that question that you do have to ask yourself, because like me and Billy, like right now, I'm wearing a Ring of Honor shirt. I goddamn love Ring of Honor. I've been now baptized into Ring of Honor. I think Ring of Honor is the better company out of all three, quite frankly, right now. Well, product-wise, it is.
Get a hell of a show.
You get a hell of a show for less money, and you get a better show. You get a show that's actually more hard-hitting and everything else. TNA, though, does have better wrestling. They have better wrestling. And that's where she's going to fucking supposedly be headed.
Ooh.
After this.
Well, that I did not know.
I also see there was tons of stuff I wanted to talk to her about. She had a fight, supposedly, in AC. She was doing celebrity boxing. So they put her in a ring against some broad. And then when she was going away from the ring,
a celebrity, wouldn't it have been?
No. I believe she was just fighting like no names. I think it was her as the celebrity fighting like just random people that wanted to get in the ring against her. I think. See, I don't even know, Billy.
What is she doing? A Kaufman gimmick from 30, 40 years ago?
Well, she
wrestle pregnant women.
Well, that's the thing. She believes herself to be a huge celebrity. I know her personally. I would have liked to on the show today had a sit down frank interview. I was going to not schedule anything else and just have her and let's discuss all the stuff. Let's talk about the situation. Let's talk about fucking Snooki and all those other jackals in the house. Let's actually
grooming tips.
No, but let's actually have a goddamn real frank discussion about how, because you know how like you were saying that Ted annoys you. I think this is him, by the way. Hold on for a minute. Ham Radio, who's this?
Hey, it's Tony. What's up, man?
All right, Tony from Phoenix Down on the phone. Tony, we're in the middle of this conversation about Angelina.
Oh, cool. I didn't call at the right time.
You called exactly the right time. Good job. Now, what's going on? Fill me in about this non-disclosure thing. What can you actually tell me? What can't you tell me?
Her name is Angelina.
Nice. We know that. Go.
She was on a show called Jersey Shore.
Oh, Jesus. This is going to be like 20 questions. Go ahead.
You're releasing a song.
What's the name of the song? Can we at least get that?
The song is called Gotta Go Out.
The song is called Gotta Go Out. Bill, Danny's going out right now to go smoke. Danny forgets that the ham cam is on, watching him leave the room, and going, Shh, don't tell anybody.
That was off camera.
That was on camera. I saw you with my cheese head reflected on mirror.
I was way behind.
Oh, get out of there, you skinny fuck. Go smoke.
Tony, you know about this song because...
Yeah, why? Yeah, look at Billy's segue. Billy, Tony, why do you know about this song?
No, because I wrote the song with Angelina.
There you go. Good. These are questions that you can ask. Now, is Angelina okay physically?
Physically okay? You mean she hot?
No, I know she's hot. I'd stick her in her. I know that. But what I'm saying is she physically okay? Because I heard a lot of shit go down in the last week. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, no, she's
all right, so it's not a physical thing.
She's definitely cool. She's good.
All right, good. Because we do care about... We don't want anybody getting hurt, so we wanted to make sure that she was okay.
All is well.
You see she almost got hit by a bus on TMZ?
Yeah, she almost got hit by a bus. She was in AC the other day, and she's getting her fucking... She threw a fucking woman's phone across the casino floor because she got into a fight with her. She's doing a lot of stuff. That's why, and now supposedly, because we were breaking the news before you got on the air, she supposedly might sign a contract to wrestle for Total Nonstop Action.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things she's involved in.
There's a ton of things. But I mean, we wanted to have her up here for that song and have you as well up in the studio about the song. That's why we wanted you.
I mean, there's not much I can talk to you about the song, about what's going to happen to it, but I can tell you that we were planning a simpler release for the song.
Yeah.
And now the song is taking a lot of attention, and it should be a lot bigger.
Now, Tony, is that because, and full non-disclosure agreement aside for a second, is that because the song is epically better than her first original track that she came out with?
Well, no. Right from the beginning, the song is epically better.
Definitely. Very good. All right, good. Well, I want that way my fans, you know, if they have to look it up, if somehow they want to check it out, maybe they can Google it or whatever. Maybe they can get their, you know, get a little, you know, something about it. Because her first song was an abysmal, disgusting piece of shit. Now, this...
It needed work.
It needed work. It wasn't the style. Because I know, speaking to you personally, it wasn't the style that she wanted. She was kind of... That was kind of thrust upon her, right?
You know what? The song she did was this kid in Brooklyn. I think he just came to her one day. He said, let's do a song. And he wrote it for her. And
she went along with it?
She went along with it. And then I just think that she didn't realize what she was kind of getting into. And she likes the song, but she also realizes that the song is more of not what she should be putting out there.
And it's not her.
And that song went triple wood and didn't do shit. And this song, which I think, because first of all, for people that don't know, this is Tony from Phoenix Down. Phoenix Down is the band. They're from Staten Island. But they actually have had a huge amount of success. They've done a lot of things. So the band, I mean, Tony right here is a great writer, first off and foremost. I did love every fucking Phoenix Down song that we've ever heard here on the show. We played a lot of them before. He is a great writer, so I can only imagine. And you guys have a rock edge. Is this song going to have a rock edge?
No, the song is, it's a lot of club. It's strictly a club song. It's simple down to the point. It's, there is a tiny bit of rock in there, but it's, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's a straight-up club song.
All right, that's good to know.
So to get everybody moving and grooving and all of that other fun stuff.
I'm trying to put this the right way because I know there's a non-disclosure agreement. The big unveiling, do we have a time frame on that? Do we know anything about that?
I would say the song is going to be appearing within the next 2 months or less.
2 months or less. So do we have to wait 2 months? Is that when you guys are going to come on the show, or what's the deal with that?
I don't know any final details upon release, but I'm over-guessing with 2 months. I mean, it will probably be within 1 month or 2 months. When it is released, that is when we can come on and we can play the song. And, you know, it's up to a lot of people now. It's not just us, since we're working with a whole other game here.
All right. So now on a scale of 1 to 10, do you believe that is this going to have, like videos? Is it going to be, like, a big fucking deal?
There is going to be a music video. It's
all right, good.
Story in the works. That's going to be filmed next week.
Sweet. That's huge.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great video.
So automatically, it's bigger than the first song, because the first song didn't do shit.
I've been writing songs for a long time now. I'm good at my craft.
Yes, you are.
And people actually can check out, if you check out phoenixdown.com, you would Phoenix FENIXDOWN, you would see one of the latest songs that my band just wrote. You can at least see my songwriting style, and you see what we're all about. But even though it's not the same kind of deal, you'll at least see the quality of what I'm writing.
That's my point. You can definitely see the quality of what Phoenix Down has to offer, because Phoenix Down is a hybrid kind of rock band. You play music that coincides with video games.
Right.
And it has that kind of cool kind of fantasy, kind of cool, like, ooh, look at it, and then it goes into a edgier rock thing.
Exactly.
That's what you guys have. So that's what I'm saying. I'm excited. I'm actually excited to hear this fucking song. That's the whole point. I'm actually excited. I wasn't excited to hear her first one. Not going to fucking lie to you. Won't even lie to Angelina when she comes in. Her first one disgusted me, quite frankly, because it was exactly what you thought that this chick would put out. No offense. But now, with a team like you behind the helm, I think that there's going to be something else going on here.
This song is actually, she's not even rapping anymore. She's actually singing on the song. She sounds good on it. I'm on the song singing as well, which I don't think people know yet.
Oh, that's good to know. See, exclusive right there, fucker.
And, there you go.
There you go. That's our exclusive. That's all we have. We have Tony.
Hey, we got information we probably weren't supposed to get.
There you go.
Shh. Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell nobody, George.
Just keep this between the three of us.
The three of us. No one else. Well, that's about as many fans as we have. So
yeah. Let's
see. Me, you, Billy, and the cow. And that's it. No one else knows, but the cow can't keep his fucking mouth shut.
We'll trip him when he goes over the moon.
In the face.
This fucking cow. So now, is she doing a full album, or is it only a single?
We are going to do eventually a whole album.
All right, cool.
I'm signed on for a shitload of songs for the album, and it's going to take it one step at a time. This first, and then... depending on the success of each song, we're releasing sequential singles.
Now, how's she looking? How's she looking in that studio?
She's looking good.
Have you gotten close to her? Tom was the real question here. have you touched her in any way, shape, or form?
I've only touched her heart.
That was gay, Tom.
That's the best way to do it.
That's the only way. You don't want to get messed up and dragged into that.
Yeah, I always start with the heart. That's how I work.
No, very good. See, I want to make it... Tony, did you hear my song? Have you been listening to the show?
No, I didn't hear your song.
Right, I have a song. If you listen to the show, I'm not going to play it now because I've already played it twice on the show, but we've gotten rave reviews. I wrote a song called Your Twat, Your Twat. All right, it's a parody of New York, New York.
Okay, let's play it. Let's hear it.
So you want to hear it? I'll play it right now if you want to hear it again. You don't have to. No one has to stop me from pushing this button. Tony, stay on the phone.
We should.
Here it is. Ready? This is Your Twat, Your Twat for the third time on today's show. Your Twat, Your Twat by me, of course, Uncle Eddie. Hold on the line there, Tone.
Okay.
Here we go. Start spreading your legs. I'm eating today. I want to eat a part of it. Your twat, your twat. Don't come in my shoes, 'cause your pussy can spray right from the very heart of it. Your twat, your twat. I want to wake up in that pussy that doesn't leak and find out you're on the pill. Now slap on my meat, play with my balls, 'cause that would be neat. My little round balls, they're coming your way. I'm gonna fuck a brand new partner. Your twat, your sweet twat. If I can shave your hair, I'll come on everywhere, fill up with goo. Your twat. Yo, twat. smell it, what you gotta, gotta smell it, wish it, what you got. God damn, let's go, come on! I want to wake up in that pussy that doesn't leak and find out you're on the pill. Stop with the yeast. Leap on my meat. Bring on the pill. Come on. These little round balls are coming your way. I'm gonna fuck a brand new partner right here in your sweet twat. And you bet your tits, baby, if I can shave your hair, you know I'll come on everywhere. Come on, come through your twat. Your twat. Smelly box, bitch! Ha!
Tony, you see, you like that?
Wow.
That's how you fucking make a song.
I have one question.
Yes.
One question.
Go ahead.
Can I do the remix?
You could do the remix. I will grant Tony from Phoenix Down the remix of your twat.
Oh, that's, my God.
I will do that.
Send me those files pronto.
All right, I will definitely send them over to you. Tony, what's going on with Phoenix Down?
Phoenix Down, actually, we finished the whole second album. We're actually sitting on it because we're going to wait for all the Angelina stuff to go through. And, depending on the success of that, I think that my name will be a lot more known out there. So then we're going to go out there and start talking and, do our thing. But we got a lot of great material coming out. It's even more video game influence than before. We kind of stepped it up.
Sweet.
And, we're real excited to get it out there. There's a lot of big things coming.
What's going on with Robin, my girlfriend from the band?
Oh, she misses you.
See, I miss her, too.
They actually want to come on. We're waiting. As soon as we're about to release the song and the first single and the album, we want to come on to your new home there and say hello.
Absolutely. And what we could do is, what I want to do is I would love to have the band up, perform live up here, and on top of that, I would also like to have Angelina at the same time perform her shit. We could do, like, Ham Radio the Musical and have, like, a couple of acts perform. That's what we'll do that day.
Oh, you want to do everything at once? We can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, I think that the bands itself, I mean, we've had a couple of bands up here already. We do a lot of stuff now because we got a 10 times bigger studio from what you saw. More shit going on here. We're allowed to curse, so you can say whatever the fuck you want now on the show, which is always good.
Maybe we can do the acoustic version of her dance song.
See, maybe we can do that. If she's willing to perform live on the show, I'm willing to give her a place to perform live to a multi-million listener audience. That's what I want to do for her.
That sounds awesome.
If we can get, I know there's no disclosure things all over the place and lawyers up the ass, but if we can get Angelina in studio and do this, and now on top of that, does she still have any connection to any of these fuckers from the Jersey Shore? Because I'd love to just call Snooki and call her a whore.
Oh, wow. Well, you definitely have to talk to Angelina about that.
Because I can't wait. See, first off, Angelina right now also has props for me. Because Angelina, if you watch... Now, I don't watch the Jersey Shore, but the one time I did watch it, Danny, was the one where Angelina beat the shit out of Snooki in the living room. It was on the second season. She beat the living piss out of that fucking garden gnome. She beat the shit out of him. I mean, her, him, whatever. Doesn't matter. Has a dick. It doesn't matter. She did it. And you know what? She gets props for me. If that's not a reason right there to fucking buy her album when it comes out or listen to the song, this is the album should be called Fuck You, Snooki. That's what it should be called. Fuck You, Snooki. Angelina performs the hit song Fuck You, Snooki. Think about it when she's in a club. Don't think about it. Like, oomps, 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 and the club music's pumping.
There's a lot of room in the album. I'm sure we could probably fit that in there somewhere.
It's like fucking Snooki gonna cut you up with a chainsaw. That's what I need.
The silly boys and their toys.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you need, baby. That's what you need. I cannot wait to hear this song now because I think with Tony at the helm of this song, Billy, Because I like Phoenix Down shit. Quite frankly, I love it. I'll be the first one to say it.
It's great
stuff. It's good shit. And to have now him behind it,
yeah,
it's going to work well.
It's interesting. You know, I never wrote dance music before. She came in here. I wrote something else for her. And she basically was like, you know, write me a song and let's try it out. I said, okay. And so I tried to write dance music. And you know what? It came to me easier than anything else in the whole world. And it was just like a knack. And so in the past 2 weeks, I wrote that song. I wrote her a second song. I wrote a song with, I did a collaboration with another kid, Kobe Black. I started talking to G.I. Joe, a whole bunch of other people. And
I talked to Destro. So me and Cobra Commander are hanging out later.
Yeah, Cobra Commander, I'm hoping to do a collaboration with in the future, but he's not calling me back.
No, and he also hisses a lot when he speaks. It's not good.
I know.
Yeah, but you just hide that under the cymbals.
He ain't no Ted Williams, I'll tell you that right now.
No, he's not.
No. But with you, how about this? Can I also propose this for the video?
Sure.
I will dress up as Snooki, and Angelina could beat me up in the video. I'm offering my services.
I'll let her know, and I'll let you know what the outcome is.
I'll do the Buffon hairdo. I'll dress like a Bhutan, and I'll go on to the freaking club. And when we do the video, I'll just get my ass kicked by Angelina, and I'll be Snooki, and then we can have one of my real titties push out my fake titty.
You're gonna have to get like a serious tan though.
It's all right. They got body art, people. It's a major major video. It's a major music video there you're going to be doing.
Okay. So
they can spray me down. I'm an olive-skinned person. I'm a character.
Hey, in my library, I do have some Phoenix Down songs, so maybe later in the show.
Later on, we will play a Phoenix Down song in honor of Tony. Tony, thanks for calling in and give me at least part of the story. At least I got a little bit of a heads up, so in maybe 2 months, I'll hear from you again, right?
Yeah, you'll probably hear from me sooner, but we'll see. We'll see what's happening.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tony from Phoenix Down, and on behalf of Angelina from the Jersey Shore, formerly of the Jersey Shore, Tony, thank you very much, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There you go. We will always have you. Anytime you want to fucking come up, you know that.
We'd love to be had.
All right, thank you, Tony.
All right, thanks. And good luck with writing the rest of them songs.
Nice, good job. Tony at least gave me something. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I am looking at the profile of the band. And I don't know who the redhead is.
That's Robin. That's my girlfriend.
Robin is very, very beautiful.
She's Facciabella. That's what she is.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
All right, faggot. When we come back, we got more stuff on the show, including our centerfold is in the house. Billy already got a sneak peek, and he's already popping wood. And at his age, that is fucking miraculous. When we come in, Jessica Lynn will be here. The 2011 centerfold.
Ask your sister about that.
What, about the wood? She doesn't get wood anymore. Her clitoris is very floppy. It is, of course, Ham Radio on Goom. Hoppy-otch! I will see you in a couple of minutes on the flip side. Bitch! Alright, it's the Ham Radio Show, Thursday, January 13th, 2011, 10:17 Eastern Standard Time. By God, first off, Marla Rocks is here from DG Entertainment. I'm going to turn on everyone's mics. I don't even care. You have brought beautiful women here as our centerfolds.
Yes, I have, as usual.
I have to admit, though, right now, this is by far one of... I'm going to fucking... the hottest that you have ever brought us. Miss Jessica Lynn. Thank you. Yeah, we have to turn Jessica's mic all the way up. So that, yeah, bring it towards... Billy, bring it towards her mouth. How many times am I going to say that during the show today? Bring it towards her mouth. Oh, my God. Jessica Lynn is ridiculously hot.
Yes.
Thank you.
Marla, you've done well, girl. Marla Rocks from DG Entertainment. Yeah. You've done well.
They're all hot, but, I mean, don't get mad at me, girls.
This is like, she's fixing
who may be listening.
Her giant cans, she's fixing them right in front of me.
She looks great in the beginning.
No, please. Mean to, please.
She doesn't mean to, but they're struggling to just pop out.
They're struggling. They're just fighting for air, those puppies.
Can we get her to do jumping jacks?
I think she should do jumping jacks. No, she's wearing a solid gold itty-bitty teeny-weeny bikini, which, by the way, are you up, Billy? You're all the way up, Billy. Turn your headphones off. Turn your hearing aid up. I don't know what else to tell you.
I don't know.
Billy's looking at me.
That's better.
Dude, it's
whatever you just did,
up.
It's better.
I'm doing it. I'm turning your headphones off.
He's turning your headphones off. Thank you.
We had to
Miracle Ear can't work his shit.
We had to switch headphones so she could have headphones. So
yes.
I don't like listening to your voice that much, so
yes.
I keep my headphones low. Billy's deaf and needs...
Was that your attempt at humor?
No, I'm just stating fact. Billy's deaf because he's old and he needs to check up.
Please stop talking because there's a girl with giant tits next to me that I really don't care what you
would say. Eddie, you look a little nervous today.
This is the hottest one we've had in here. I'm sorry. All the other ones have been fucking hot. This is the 2011 centerfold. Yeah, please bring the ham cam closer to her.
I have to say, though, her stink sure smells purdy.
Stand up for a minute. We got to put the ham cam. Thank you, Hamill, for at least Hitler at least has the technical side of the show. Stand up for a minute. Show him the ass and the legs and the thighs and the stomach and the everything. Don't look at me, Pigsette. Film her. Look at that. Jesus, Christmas. Do a twirl. While we have it on camera. Jesus, look at that duper. What a duper. It's super de-duper. Good job.
And all I got is a pocket full of singles.
That's all you got. You know what? In this place, that ain't going to help you, kid.
Nah.
That top is coming off one way or another. I'll tell you that right now. She's going to misstep or something, Hitler, because she just keeps grabbing at it, and it keeps going like, and then the other one goes,
yeah, you over. Wish.
I'm going to see Nip one way or another. I'm telling you that right now. Who's this lovely lady in the corner, by the way?
Who are you? My name is Diana.
Diana, what the hell are you doing in my studio? I'm trying to molest your fucking talent over here. What are you
doing? I'm not complaining she's here.
No, she's hot too. Fucking DG fuck.
She's February.
She's February. Will be February?
Sure, why not?
How big are your boobies?
That doesn't matter.
Don't interrupt. How big are your boobies? She's about to tell us and then Billy fucking screws it up.
They're big enough.
Are they big like a handful? What are they? Are they big like those?
I don't think they're big like those.
Not big. Jessica, how big are your cans? What's your size?
They're D.
D's?
Yeah.
Those are bigger than D's. Those are at least double D's.
I actually wanted them bigger, but...
Why would you... Are those fake?
Yeah, actually.
Those are impressive fake cans.
Oh, she fooled me.
The cleavage looked rather real. You know what I mean? Like, normally you get that kind of teardrop booby when they do that.
It's because I got them behind the muscle.
You got them behind the muscle. Can I feel? Where's the muscle? Just saying. Can I feel behind the muscle? I just want to see. Do you have... Now, where is it? Don't show it to me because I want DG stabbing me. But where is the scar?
It's actually under.
It's under the boobie? Mm-hmm. So you can't see it unless you're flopping up and down.
Yeah.
And by that point, it's too late and I'm already naked with you. So it doesn't matter. All right.
Damn it. She makes me want to get implants.
That's up to you. Her titties are amazing. There's nothing you can really... I haven't seen Dana's yet.
Dana.
Sorry. In a minute, she's just going to be called my ex-wife, but it doesn't matter. Dana, let me stand up for a minute. Let's see if Dana can be...
You're not going to be able to see with mine.
Well, like we care. Stand up. All right. So Dana could be... You want to be February?
Sure,
you can be February. You can book it right now. Make that February.
There you go.
And she's automatically there.
Now, can we just stay on January for the
Let's
time
stay
being?
On January for a minute. January, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Bayside, Queens.
Get really near the mic, baby, because I can't. As much as I like staring at your titties, when you lean back, and you gotta get near the mic.
I'm from Bayside, Queens.
Bayside, Queens. And what do you do for a living besides looking incredibly hot?
I also do liquor promotions at different clubs and liquor stores.
I like the liquor. And poker. In the rear. What? Go ahead.
Yeah. I go to school as well, and I'm just doing other modeling.
How
jobs.
Old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
21.
That's what 21 looks like, kids. That's what 21 looks like. Ham cam, look at that. That's what 21 looks like. Right there. That's what 21 looks like. That's what 86 looks like, and that's what 21 looks like.
That's right.
Nice. We should fucking have the camera moving at all times. Yes, Hitler.
Laura from Pennsylvania is of bisexual orientation, and she
Laura
says...
Laura would like to fuck her. Right?
And she says, my pants are wet.
Nice. You're making girls' pants wet.
Well, stop standing close to the sink.
Have Laura call... Would you like to have phone sex with Laura? Would you want to try it?
I don't know.
Let's say Laura, get on the phone.
Have you
Laura
had phone like? Sex?
What does Laura look? It doesn't matter. You're on the phone.
I'd rather have real sex.
You've never
of course.
Had,
who wouldn't?
Wait. She's never had real sex? Did I miss something?
No, she said she'd rather have real
sex. She's built for sin. She better be having real sex.
By the way, our new fan, John,
yes.
wants to thank Hamill for moving the camera.
Good job. John in Staten Island, who's jerking off now to the show because his dad left home. So now he has an empty house and that to look at.
You should face it towards Eddie's ass.
No, right now.
No, we want people to tune in.
Yeah. I want people jerking off to the show. That's the good thing. 1-888-632-4666. 1-888-632-4666. Option number three, by the way. Option number three if you want to talk to the show. Now, do you have a boyfriend?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
She had to think about that for a second. Like, did you know that?
Yeah, well, for now I do.
For now.
I got to wait till February 14th and then I unload him.
Tonight I had a boyfriend.
What, can't be that serious if she had to think about it.
She had to think about it. So what exactly, now, so what does the boyfriend do? What does he do? Is he a model, too? Do you travel in packs? What is it?
No, I just rather not talk about him, but because I'm mad at him right now.
Ooh.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
What did Come on, you got to say it now.
What did asshole do?
He missed your birthday, didn't he?
He came on your eye. What did he do?
Nah.
What did he do?
Accidentally moaned your sister's name?
No, good one. That might be.
Guess again.
He put peanut butter on his balls and the dog licked it off?
Yep.
I'm always right.
There were all more people like Eddie in this world.
I know. No, really, what did he do? What did he do? Come on, tell us what did he do. Because we'll fix it right now. We'll see if it's a girl problem or if it's a guy problem. Let's see if the guy's really to blame or if it's you overreacting. Because that's what we need. If you're going to be our centerfold, we want to make you the perfect girl. You already got the looks. Let's fix the fucking problems right now. All right, so what did you do? What is the problem?
Nothing. I think he might be a little upset at what I do.
What do you do?
He can't handle your job?
You know, like, I'm younger than him, too, so maybe he wants to settle down right now, but I'm not sure. But I do love him.
Wait, how old is he?
28.
Wait, he's 28?
Yeah.
I'm 31, and if I had a girlfriend that looked like this, she can go out there and sell her tits for all I give a shit. Because that's coming back to me at the end of the day. If I'm lucky enough to be fucking plowing that, that's mine. So what the fuck is wrong with this? So it is. He's an asshole, man. It's just, he's a 28-year-old fucking punk. That needs to fucking realize that that's where he gets the fuck.
Is he upset that you model?
He's not. He actually supports me, but sometimes he gets mad when I go to, like, all the videos and stuff.
Is he upset that right now you're on in a string bikini on a fucking radio show like this?
He doesn't know I'm in a bikini.
Uh-oh. Fuck him. Let's call him up.
He does now.
Can we call him up, please?
No.
No, I don't think so. No.
I'll call him.
We want to fix the problem, Eddie.
I'll be like,
not make it bigger.
I'm going to be like, I'm slapping your girlfriend's ass right now. Get down to the studio. You got no balls. Show up. Fuck you.
My bisexual friend wants to know what your nationalities are, and she's telling Billy to stop staring at her tits.
Yes, Billy.
What else am I supposed to do?
What is she going to do from the computer?
She should call the show. Tell her, what's her name? Bisexual what?
Laura.
Bisexual Laura, call the fucking show. Because I want to say you're a fucking big talker on the typing. Get your hand off your clam box and call the fucking thing.
1-888-632-4666.
Option number three. All right, that's what you got to do. What's your nationality?
Italian and Argentinian.
Oh God. That's so hot.
So you can cook and play soccer.
It's so hot.
So you want to go? You want to go to a birthday party tomorrow?
Yeah, I have to go to a shitty birthday party. You want to come?
We can share.
Can you pop out of a cake?
Can you pop out of my pants?
I always wanted to pop out of a cake.
Give me a fucking cake.
It's not appropriate for the party we're going to, but what the fuck?
I think
it would be.
It would be okay. The kid would be okay with it. He'd be like, look, she brought her own balloons.
Milk.
What the fuck?
I want my nummies.
I want nummies. Give me my nummies. Now, do you have kids or not?
No.
All right, hold on for a minute. The phone lines are fucking going nuts. Ham Radio, who's this?
It's Colin. What's up, Eddie?
Who is this, Colin? Colin, are you watching on the ham cam?
Yeah.
All right, you checking out the broad on the ham cam.
I'm extremely jealous right now.
Are you extremely erect right now, kid?
Oh, that's only because you're there. So.
There you go. Well, stop staring at my ass and please, be a little straight and look at the girl. Look at the broad.
I mean, she's hot. She's hot, but she doesn't commit, Eddie.
Oh.
Why does Colin have to be so gay?
Because he's your friend.
Colin, fucking, this one goes out to you, Colin. Because he's a homo. You're a homo, Colin.
I'm sorry I love you, Eddie.
I know.
I'm sorry I love you.
He likes that big bear, huh?
Yes, he loves the big hairy bear. He's a little twink. He's a twinkish. He's a parkour twink. Now, do you want to ask the girl a question, or do you want to just hit on me for the whole show?
I don't know. I guess I'll ask her a question.
All right, ask her a question. Go ahead.
How much did they cost?
How much did they cost, the boobies?
Okay, 1,800. I mean, not wow. I wish they were 1,800.
Wow.
They're actually 8,000.
Holy shit. Wait, 8,000 a tit or 4,000 a tit?
4,000 a tit. But it wasn't.
4,000 a tit. Did you have a coupon? What the fuck?
No, actually, they didn't. The boobs actually didn't cost that much. All the services.
Can you grab your boobs and say that again? The boobs.
The boobs didn't cost that much.
She's so fucking hot, Marla. Good job. Got half a chub right now.
This is great.
Because
the webcam is like a good 30-second delay, right? So I get to watch it twice.
You get to grab the boobs twice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Shake your cans. Feel free to pose for the camera. That's fine. So they were 4,000 a tit. Now, did you just inherit fucking 8 grand, or did you have to work? What'd you do to get that money?
Well,
is that why the boyfriend's really mad at you? What did you do to get the money?
No, I had money saved up, and I also pay at the end of the month. I pay a small fee, so I still have to pay.
You're still
months.
Those are on layaway.
They're finance.
Yeah.
You have layaway tits.
Is that like a lease? Can you just like trade them in for a new model when you know, you're done paying?
I want to do them again.
Why would you want to do them again?
Yeah, bigger.
I want bigger a little bit.
Why?
How big would you wear?
No, they're perfect. They look real.
Don't become a Heidi Montag.
Hold on, no, vagina monologues. Let me ask a fucking question. How big would you want to get them?
I think this is, according to the doctor, a D. I kind of want double D, I think.
They look, with that body right now, you have like the perfect body right now.
Everything like, is proportionately honestly, fit and that perfect.
That was Billy telling you you're fucking hot and giving him a boner. That was his way of saying it.
Thank you, guys.
Colin, are you got a boner? If that still works, because I know you broke everything when you fell off a wall. This is our he does parkour and he failed.
Really, like $8,000.
$8,000. That's $4,000 like, in tits.
I would have been like, you were fine the way you were. Why are you going to waste $8,000?
Well, how big were your tits before, Colin? Let's ask her how big her tits was before.
My tits or her tits?
No, your tits. You have nothing. You twink fuck. I'm talking about the girl. How big were your titties?
They were a B. They weren't even that small. But I really liked them because they're fuller. You know? They're fuller now.
Oh, they're fuller. Man, they're full.
I like the full. Never mind.
I like to fill them up right now.
Now, if you default on it alone, are they coming like deflate them on you?
Like repo men come and take your tits?
No, not at all.
No. She got so serious. No, stupid. Not at all. They don't come and take your titties.
Get them.
They're my titties until I pay. What happens if you like run out of money? Do you pay like an install? Like I only got $5 this week.
Honestly,
do they take what's the minimum payment?
Yeah, is it like four easy payments of like $19.95 or something?
I think it's like $300 something, but I don't even have any more payments. I have like two left. So
yeah, you have two tits left.
You're already paid. You're good.
That's what you got. You got two tits left. What are you gonna do?
Do you get a letter from the bank saying they paid off like a car?
I think
it's
that letter
finally paid. They're finally paid
do
off.
You, yeah, do you get the lien taken off?
The lien.
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, Christ. I'm just picturing some guy, a fucking, like Cold World banker.
You can, like, rent tits or something? Like,
I don't know if you can rent them. Like maybe Marley. You want to rent her
Marley,
tits?
Marley? Who's Marley?
You have 40 different names.
Do I
want to call you Marley?
Them?
You want to rent her titties?
But then you have to have surgery.
No, like, I don't want to rent
You would
want to
keep them forever.
Wait, I got two people. I got nine people talking. Right, Marley, we're talking about her non-existent titties, as she likes to say. Even though I say they're nice and you wanted me to pay $50,000 to see them, I thought they were fucking nice.
Where's there someone on the phone? I don't know because I don't have headphones.
No, Colin on the phone says that you have beautiful tits. Shut up, Colin. Just go with it. Colin says you have beautiful tits. And I was just agreeing with him. But those are nice because I can see them.
Oh, Colin saw me?
Yeah, no, Colin, Colin's seen you.
Okay, cool. Like, thanks.
If they were already in someone, like, I would rent and be like, yeah. That's
if they were already in somebody. See, Colin's thinking, though, are they always brand new titties, or do they wash them off with a little Purell and stick them in after the next person, you know what I mean?
So, like, half price?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if a chick dies, do they, like, recycle them when they take, I don't know.
Yeah, like, when you die, God forbid, when you're lying flat in the casket, are they going to have to build the casket around your titties because they're just going to stay up?
No, but you know what? I heard that like if you do die, like, they could find you from the serial number
on your
body. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Can we check? Can I check for your number?
I don't even think you could see it unless like I'm dead.
Let me look.
You
Chris, you document it. Let me look.
I read Braille. Thing, hold though. On.
Yeah,
let me
I read
see.
Braille. Billy, read around. Close your eyes and see what you see, and we'll get back to you. Colin, thanks for calling in. All right, stupid.
Yeah.
All right. Keep listening.
Word.
All right.
Word. My minions are all calling in now because of the boobies. These boobies are great. Can we ask girly questions now? Because we have like tons of girls in the room. This is most girls I think we've ever had in the studio at once.
With the modeling, where how far do you want to go and what do you want to do with it?
Billy goes right to the modeling questions.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I hope to like, you know, do more music videos and be like the lead in more videos instead of just, you know, being there. I also want to have a calendar, actually.
I would like to shoot you a calendar. That's what I would
like. I can make that happen for you.
Well, aren't we going to do something? Didn't we discuss this that we wanted to do, like, the Girls of Ham Radio?
Briefly, yes.
And make a calendar? We should do something like that.
We are doing that, but she wants her own calendar.
She can have her own calendar. I would like a calendar of her, too, just to, like, put in my pocket.
A separate one.
Oh, you mean like what not just Goom Radio, but also Ham Radio.
Goom Radio.
We just want a model of her.
We're a business unto ourselves. We like Ham Radio.
Okay, well,
like...
all of the girls that I've bought so far.
Yeah, plus,
and her separate each one. Getting their own
she
centerfold.
Get, fuck you. She gets the cover and her own one.
Okay.
Because so far she's the hottest one. She gets a I mean, we've all...
I will not disagree with that.
Okay, you know what? We bullshitted the other girls and said they were the hottest. It's the hottest girl we brought in here.
I mean, last month comes in a close second.
Very close second. Don't get me wrong. I'd fuck all of them.
Yes.
If they had very low standards and I had an ether rig, I'd fuck all of them.
Yes, you
However,
would.
That's fucking really
hot. I got to hand it to Marla Rock over here.
I'd like to handle Marla Rock, too.
No, I got to hand it. Every time she says this one is the hottest, she tops herself
every
month.
Time. Every time.
So thanks, you.
Thanks, guys.
Your monthly visit is really good every month.
You should be like a lesbian.
A woman with a good monthly visit.
She has
visit.
A good monthly visit.
Wow. I look at girls.
She has, you have... Obviously, good taste.
Is bisexual fucking whatever the fuck her name is on the? Is
she's
calling?
Being all self-conscious. Saying I sound 12 on the phone. Well, call up then.
Call up, Alls. If
she
I jerk off,
you probably are 12.
Hamill will vouch for your age.
Yeah. No. We don't want any lawsuits here.
No, he'll vouch for his.
Shut up. Right? If I want to jerk off to a 12-year-old, be quiet. I'm gonna jerk off to a 12-year-old.
I mean, some of us did that before, like 6 o'clock.
If there was no law, how young would you go? That's the question. If there was no law.
Oh, Eddie.
I'm just saying. I think 16 would be my limit. 16, I think.
Nope, that's reasonable. If you can't go drinking, I ain't taking.
Dude, they're gonna be in my house. Tied up.
Yeah,
so if Jessica was 20 years old right now, she cannot drink. Legally, she couldn't drink.
I'd like to drink
her.
You
wouldn't take her?
Nope.
You liar.
You liar.
Wait a minute. What if we were in Canada?
In Canada, it's legal. I'm in.
Okay.
18 and up, Canada.
Everyone's fighting with Billy. I got
some standards.
First off and foremost, she can get into any bar if she's looking like this. Now, yes. I mean, if she's wearing a bikini, automatically she's
in. She gets in anyway.
If she's wearing regular street clothes... She's going to get in because she's fucking... Look at that face. Look at the fotch, first off. The fotch makes it. This, right from here to here, we're golden. Right here, we're platinum. Yeah. The body from the neck down, we're platinum. Over here, we're golden. That's why you should try acting. How about acting?
I've honestly never done acting
You
before,
should do acting.
But I would
she's
be
She's pretty enough
in
to be an actor. She shouldn't just be a video
we'll
hoe.
We'll start a campaign and raise money for
video
No, because there are girls in videos just shaking their dupers in the rap guy's videos. You know, like Redman, you know, he's had many of fucking women in the videos just shaking their dupers. Like
Redman likes the fat girls in his videos.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. Big fat dupers in the fucking
and pretty
videos.
Pretty toes. Fat girls with pretty toes.
That's what I'm saying. They're all in the background, notice. They're not up fucking front. They're all in the back behind him to fucking shaking their ass. This one is definitely in the front because she's fucking hot. That's why she should be doing acting. If she could sing, we should get some fucking singing lessons, don't we? She should do something like that. I'm just saying, she's a lot more than a video.
Can you sing?
Can you sing?
A little bit, I guess.
Can you carry a tune?
I guess I could carry
sing
a tune.
Something right now. Sing,
I don't know what to sing.
Give
I'm
me a public domain song. Sing Happy Birthday.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Sing Happy Birthday, because that way we don't get sued.
Try to go Marilyn Monroe style.
Okay. Yeah, sing it sexy. Sing it real sexy. Sing it to Pinsett. Sing it to Chris Pinsett as you stare into the camera. Wait, turn to the camera. Turn to the camera and sing to the ham cam. You have to turn your... We need your titties facing the camera. Billy, help her out, please. Just make the rape happen easily, Billy. Just stop. There we go. Billy's going to pose the there we go. All right, now stare off at him, but sing at
I
the camera.
I don't want to laugh.
Okay. Well, she's going to laugh when she sings deep in.
Ready?
All right, yeah. Sing really sexy, happy birthday, and then throw Chris's name into it.
Happy birthday to you.
I got a boner.
Happy birthday to you.
Big fucking erection.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Chris.
Nice! Good job!
I forgot to sing his name, but oh well.
It didn't suck. It didn't suck. It wasn't bad. I've heard better, Billy. It wasn't bad. Chris, did you get an erection too? If you get an erection lasting 4 hours, it's probably her fault. That's what I'm saying. How much sex do you have on a regular? How much sex do you have just because you have a body like that? How much, honestly, because ugly fucks like us are having sex whenever we get it. All right? You have to be having, as you fix your tits yet again.
I have to.
I know you don't. Just let them flop out. It's
exactly.
Fun.
We're waiting for the wardrobe malfunction.
I actually got a part of one. I've seen like a little bit of the ring around the Rosie, and I was getting a little happy, but she moved it again. No. So right. You did on this one. This titty was, Billy now sees it, but this titty was a little bit.
That's a touchdown.
Billy, Danny, what are those called? Your realas?
Areola?
Yeah, areolas. Areolas.
Not to get me confused with a Urilla Franklin over
there. That's what I saw. I saw the fucking doorbells. That's what I almost saw. Like right there, a little.
And now she's glad to be here.
No, she was glad to be here.
Nice knock.
She's been awful than fucking. We've been looking at her like a fucking piece of meat the whole show, all right?
Like a bunch of
hungry dogs.
It's
not going to fucking end now, so don't worry about it. But honestly, how much sex do you have? See how I go right back to the question? How much sex do you have?
Like every day.
Every day. Good answer.
Good answer.
I'd
shake your hand, but who knows where it's been?
It's been up probably punching her boyfriend in the neck for fucking doing stupid things like pissing and moaning.
You're angry with him, but yet you're still having sex with him. That's
good. Come here, I'll fuck you right now.
He's got nothing to lose.
Be the fucking best 3 seconds of your fucking life.
You got a variety of toys you can use, too.
Damn right. We got a closet full of fucking vibrators and shit if you want to get in there, if you want to get dirty.
Double your fun, double your pleasure.
Now, do you masturbate? Since you're having so much sex, do you actually touch yourself? Because that would be great. Can I smell your finger? Do you touch yourself?
Honestly, like, since I have sex, like, I don't really need to. I could just have whenever I want.
Look at you. Of course you can.
I know.
Just look at
that. Who in this room is fucking masturbating on the regular? Raise your hand if you are. Raise your hand. Don't be fucking. Don't be loud and be proud. Are you touching yourself, Marla? Not right now.
I haven't in a long time.
You haven't touched yourself in a long time?
In a really, like, months.
That's it. Are you getting sex?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then there's no reason to touch yourself. I'm not getting sex, so I'm jerking off a lot.
Not every day, though.
No, she's getting sex. Well, look at her.
Yeah,
come
she's
on.
Lucky.
We should recreate the muff dive we discussed in Subway.
Yeah,
right here.
Yeah, but if I don't think anyone. No one in here would actually do that. I don't think anyone in here would actually. Maybe. She's very quiet. I think Donna?
Diana?
She's Julio, thinking about next month. She's like, I don't think I want to be on this show
now. I'm just saying, I think that, like, because Danny's all up about, anyone here, did you see the movie Black Swan yet?
No, yeah, but I was going to watch it tomorrow,
okay.
Actually.
All right, you got the bootleg, which is cool.
Yeah.
They, ever the fucking respected citizen, has the bootleg. You have to watch, because Hamill sent me the actual, there's a part in the movie where Mila was it Coolis? What was her name?
Mila Kunis,
whatever. And
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. See how I don't care about their names? they go down on... Well, one of them goes down on the other in the movie, and they're two hot broods. Now, Danny wants you to reenact that scene, but that's not going to happen. Yes, Danny hides now underneath the table. Danny wants you to reenact the scene, but there's no
Why
way
you're looking
happen.
At me. He wants
well,
me to reenact
because
the scene?
My next
I
question,
didn't say specifically
My next question
her.
To the ladies, which I was going to throw out, and I'll end with the centerfold here. Is I'm going to start on this side. Have you ever made out with a chick? Have you ever done anything with a chick?
I've made out with a couple girls before.
Couple of girls. Good answer. Good
At
answer.
The same
couple
time?
Of girls.
Yeah, once. Like three triple kiss.
I wonder what that looked like.
What are you doing in a little while?
Yeah, what now,
there's a nice bar around the corner.
Now, wait, did you just kiss or did you touch?
Oh, no touching.
No touching, just kissing?
Yeah.
A few more beers, though.
Did you... No boobies? You didn't touch a boobie?
No boobies.
No accidental?
Boring story. Marla. Besides, I know. Marla, have you ever done anything with a girl?
I was,
I was raped once.
I was jumped. I was attacked by a female once.
When were you in prison?
Yeah, tell this story.
True story.
When you were in Rikers, go ahead.
No, my mom. My mom has boarders in her house.
I have to set up the flashback music. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
My mom has boarders in her house, and years ago, you know, some bisexual chick that was living there, she was pretending to be drunk. She had a bottle. I could tell she wasn't drunk.
Yeah. She had a bottle
of
Pepsi.
She was, like, stumbling. Yeah, she was, like, stumbling with a bottle. She had a bottle of liquor, but the shit was full. So, you know, she just, like, trips over and, like, falls onto my lips.
Oh. And, did you tie her?
I enjoyed it, however.
Did you kiss her back?
No.
So she
didn't see your lips.
I enjoyed it. She wasn't hot enough.
She wasn't
you know,
hot enough.
I feel like a girl has to look hotter than me if I'm
going
to kiss her.
Would you make out with fucking Jessica right now?
Jessica's
fucking hot enough. I think we can
both. If I didn't know her and I swung that way, yeah.
But you just your whole criteria 5 seconds ago with the drunken broad was that she fucking was not hot enough, and that's the only reason why you didn't kiss her.
Yeah, well, if it was Jessica.
Jessica, do you
want to
kiss her?
No, we don't want to kiss.
No, fuck off. She has the answer. I asked Jessica.
We work together.
I didn't say, hey, Marla. I said, hey, Jessica.
Yeah, we work together, so that would be, like, weird, but I don't even
awkward.
Care.
Fucking morals. God damn it. All right, what about you? Have you ever made out or done anything with chicks?
Yeah, I did with my best friend a while ago.
Oh, tell the story really quick.
We were just drunk at a party, and we just kissed, you know? That's pretty much it.
Nice. That was it? Just made out? That's bullshit if you just made out. Because you're making a face like you did more than make out.
No, I think I touched her boob. That's what I think.
You think you did with your mouth?
I was drunk.
Or your hand?
Yeah.
The old, damn. I was drunk.
In our scenario, really happened.
In our scenario, she fucking stuck two fingers in and called a macaroni.
Yes.
And said, hello. That's the doorbell. I'm coming in. That's what she did.
Wow.
Real quick, before we got to go to spots, because should we keep her in again? What we got next, Danny? We got football picks, but you want to get to that in a minute after? I just want to ask if she
does. Slide things down.
You want to slide things down? I'd like to. Do you do anal? That's a good question.
No, it hurts too much.
Is your butthole too tight? Is that what the problem is?
I guess. I mean, it hurts, so all I right. wouldn't.
Is your butthole too tight, Marla?
It's definitely too tight.
What about you?
Definitely.
Definitely. No one doing anal in here. Chris, is your butthole too tight? Chris says yes. No one's ringing the doorbell. No one's coming in the back door. No, not happening.
Well, there's something called a butt number. My friend has one, and I want to borrow it.
What is a butt number?
It's a butt number. It numbs your butt.
Hitler, would you Google butt number for me when you get a chance, please? Because I
actually wanted to call her to borrow it. I keep forgetting.
All right, look,
so if it numbs your butt, then what's the point?
It's like an ointment.
We're going to answer that question when we return, because damn it, you're staying in the room for a little bit, and then we'll kick you out for fucking football, because that's a man thing. Here right now, we're going to go to spots. I want to talk about the butt number when we come back, and then maybe we'll play a song in between, and then we'll do football. I don't give a shit. Butt numbers are the fucking subject of the night. We have the hot Jessica Lynn and DG Entertainment. Everybody else from here are hanging out. It's Ham Radio. We'll see you on the flip side. Biatch. Nice, cold crossfade right here on, of course, Ham Radio, the Ham Radio show. It's 10:50, January 13th, 2011. It's Thursday, as always, because we're not 5 days a week yet. Oh, what? Tee-hee? Foreshadowing?
Yet.
Yet, my fucking minions. Hit them up. You know how it works. GoomRadio.com. Tell them that you want Ham Radio. Give us five. That's all we're asking for. 5 days a week. We got 1 day a week. We're here with the beautiful Jessica Lynn from DG Entertainment. She's our 2011 January edition centerfold of the month. Looking ridiculously hot. We just took pictures with her. That's why we were playing. Oh, you got headphones. Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
She jacked mine, so I jacked
his. That's
right. Danny has nothing.
I switched everything back.
No, Danny don't need them.
I don't need them. I switched everything back to the left.
He don't need them for this part. It's all right. Danny understands how the show works. He just fucking sits there anyway until we go, hey, Danny, we got to do stuff. And he goes, okay, asshole, what we got to do? That's how the show works. That's it. And you, Marla rocks, got her headphones, and now this is all she's missing from the show.
And now I'm happy.
Well, I know you're happy. Now, you want to talk about butt numbing.
I don't want to.
Because I
want
to talk about it. What's a butt number?
I mean, you should know, Eddie. You've never used it.
No, I've never. I don't mind. See, I'm the only guy on this show that is manly enough and at least secure in his masculinity to say when a girl blows me, I don't mind if she's sticking a finger up my asshole. I don't mind. It's okay. Stick a pinky, stick a knuckle. Go knuckle deep.
Yeah,
I don't give a
let's
shit.
Let's talk about that.
Go ahead. Let's talk about it.
I don't mind
if it's a pinky. If it's
it
a girl.
Feel good?
If a girl is doing it, it feels great. If Danny's doing it, it feels great. I mean, it feels bad. Damn it. Did I say that out loud? I'm just saying.
You kind of did there.
I'm just saying. If someone's ringing my doorbell, as long as it's a female, I don't think that's gay. Billy, on the other hand, keeps saying that anything male or female that goes up your fucking poop chute, you're a fucking a closeted homosexual. That's what Billy thinks I am.
No, I didn't say that.
You said that on the old Philly show. I got ripped a new one when I said I like girls sticking their pinkies in my butthole while they're doing fellatio on my cock.
Yeah.
So that would thus make me a positive homo.
Hey, it's not a medical procedure. No point in it.
Yes, it is. If a girl's sucking your dick and she's making you happy, and then she decides to stick her pinky in your poop chute, I'm telling you, it's good.
So
have you ever had
it? I'll take your word for it.
Have you ever had a pinky in your butthole?
No, not a pinky.
What have you had in your butthole?
What about an index?
An index finger? Did it give you the old? Did your boyfriend while he was cursing you out? Don't fucking model.
No.
No, he didn't do that to you.
Nope.
He didn't give me the fucking hot poop shoe police. Go ding dong, hello, fucking hey. It's the fucking poop shoe police. How can I help you? He didn't do that.
So the question is, with this ass and what was it?
It was a butt number.
Yeah, it's a butt number.
It's a butt number.
They sell it at the sex shops.
So if you use the
watch those. Go ahead.
If you use the butt number.
The butt number. That's today's word, by the way, of the day. Butt number.
So if you can use the butt number, is there still a chance of
what?
Anal?
or no anal?
Well, that would be. I think the butt number is the reason why you have the anal, Danny. Yeah. That's the whole point.
That's what you use it for.
So if you used it, would you give it a shot?
Would you have? If someone,
would you open up the door?
If it works.
So what you're saying is, if I can understand this, is that you would take the butt number, numb up your butthole, and try anal.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
I mean, I'd try.
So you're open to this.
Yeah.
All right. Can we do this on the air?
No.
Yeah, No. What you do is you record it. I don't have to have it live.
No.
And what you do is you get the butt number from your friend. She numbs up your butthole, or whoever the guy numbs it, or freaking Jessica Lynn's boyfriend because he's pissed off at her for getting half naked on the show.
Crazy.
He comes over, he numbs up your butthole. He goes, "Oh, that's so pretty." And he goes in there with the butt number, and he gets the job done. Would you allow that to happen and tape it for the show?
No.
Why not? Jessica, would you like to have anal and then tape it for the show?
No, I wouldn't tape it on the show.
No, you don't have to tape it. It won't be live. You tape it for later. Someone, ding dong the back door.
Just the audio?
Just the audio. The dude going, it's going in.
And then you go. Pretend to have anal.
No, don't pretend. Is he the dangerous one to be
on air?
This ain't Elvis Duran in the Z Morning Zoo.
No,
we don't pretend shit
here. You tried that game and you sucked at it.
Yeah, you couldn't even fucking fake an
orgasm. No, I was the best.
No, you weren't.
In the building. Yes, I was.
Well, are you willing to play? Fuck you right now. We're playing it. Are you willing to play a game?
Don't blow up
the
spot,
Mala. I gotta find it. No, no. You have it?
I don't know. It
depends. Give me a second.
Give me 2 seconds. Don't push until I tell you. Are you willing to play a game?
It depends what game.
No. It doesn't cause you any. You don't even have to move from your seat. Are you willing to play this game? Just say you're willing
to
play
a game.
Tell me what the game
is.
You have a whole theme music to it.
It involves vocal cords.
You're fucking playing now.
Well, I suck. Why do you want me to play?
No, you just said, no.
You're trying to redeem yourself.
Don't help her. Fucking Miss February wannabe. Don't fucking help her.
Wannabe. I feel like I already
know. She's not February yet until we get a fucking confirmed thing. All right. So you shush. You have to play now, too. All
right. What? No.
Well, anybody with a vagina has to play this game right now.
Why don't you play?
I'll play right now.
We don't want to. Trust me.
How about you
want
to hear
him? You want to hear me? Fuck, this is me. This is me having an orgasm. There you go. Right there. Fuck, I get one more time. Oh, that's take the milk. Take it all. That's what you get.
Can we make it official?
What, you want to do it? Oh, that's official. Danny, play the theme music.
And now, Ham Radio presents Master Big Theater.
There you go. Master Big Theater.
As soon as the voiceover is over.
Because Jim, much like Ted Williams, tells you about the Master Big Theater. Now, Marla Rocks over here, Miss fucking microphone tough chick over here, who feels that she was dominant in the last round. Because Marla played this, so feel free, because she does work with you. Marla has played this game before. All you have to do is give us a solid minute of your best fake orgasm. That's all you have to do.
A minute is too long, Eddie.
All right, give me 30 seconds.
Yeah, but how? Because it's not real.
No, you have to fake. You have to fake it.
Like you never faked it during sex.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you. Take it all.
It won't be anything new.
Take it all.
You don't even know if I have.
Yes, every woman fakes it because we're
all... Go back to your early days.
No one besides Danny in this room has a porn cock. Everyone else, you all have to fake. All right? So shut up. Don't lie to us in our own fucking den. You fucking women all fake it.
Have you guys compared cocks? How do you know?
Well, Danny, the only one I haven't seen... I haven't seen Billy or Hitler's cock.
And you're not going to.
And I'm not going to. Cause
thank you.
I don't think Billy or Hitler have seen their cocks in years.
I know where it is.
I know the general vicinity of where my cock was.
I live at home.
Danny, because he's a skinny fuck, has the big cock. We all know this. That's how it works in the room. But now...
Eddie's obsessed with it, but that's a long story.
Danny's cock's so big.
Well, he likes the pinky in the butt.
I like a pinky in the butt, Danny.
My pinky,
Give me a little fucking Darth Vader helmet to the asshole, Danny. Come on.
No.
Take it all, Danny!
Are we playing a damn game or not?
Yeah, let's get to the good part of the game.
All right, let's have them fucking compete. I need 30 seconds on the clock. Marla Rocks versus fucking Jessica Lynn. This is Master Bay Theater. What was that?
I don't know.
Someone get Jewish guy clearing his throat.
They're getting it ready.
They're clearing out their... Let's go. All right, are you ready? One of you got to go first. Who wants to go first? I think fucking microphone fucking tough girl should go first.
I was the best at it.
Yeah, I'm the best. I'm the best. Oh. Go ahead, go first.
Close your eyes and pretend.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Don't cut the shit. You laugh throughout the whole thing. Automatically, Jessica wins. Tough shit. Go. Right, let's go.
Ready?
I Bobby Moore.
You suck.
I can't.
You
I
suck.
Can't do it while looking at you.
Don't look at me.
Face down. We'll blindfold you if you have to.
Stare at fucking Jessica's tits like I'm doing.
I'm going to over-exaggerate
it. I'll stand over here.
That's what you're supposed to
do. I'm going to stand over here. Go ahead.
Time it, please.
Danny's timing it.
And the asshole. I like it there.
Nicely played, you. She threw out the trump card at the end. Jessica, if you will, please.
She has 15 more seconds.
No, dude, to fuck her 15 seconds. She sucks. All right, Jessica, can you outdo that, please?
I don't think I can. I can't do it if it's not real. Danny, it's just so fake.
Danny, go over there and fucking muff or dive. Get over
here. Muff? Or dive.
This is your practice for that movie you want to be in.
Yeah, muff the dive. Oh, yeah, this is your fucking scene.
Acting.
Role playing.
Here's the scene. You got to make everyone in here get a hard on. Who's pushing
shit? What the fuck is that?
I thought she was already
dead.
I don't know what that is.
Dan, you're ruining the moment. I'm not getting that anymore, man. Listen, I'll fix those titties one more time.
I know, I think you...
Can you shake them for... I'm seeing side boob right there.
I've been seeing that all night. It's
I know
good.
It's good stuff. I'm not interrupting. You have your reel is coming up. So here's what I want you to do. Now come on. I'm giving you 30 seconds on the clock before we 30 seconds on the clock before we go to break. Can you please just try? Do it for the team. Come on. Just try to beat her. You got 30 seconds. Come on. Make them big head so hard. Come on.
It can't even be 30 seconds.
All right. Make it quick then. Like a laser. Let's go. Come on.
I can. I keep laughing.
Oh, you're horrible. These girls are horrible.
I win! Once again.
You already win.
You actually did win.
Yeah, but she's winning by default.
What do I win?
You want porn?
You get
porn.
To come back and play again next week.
Yeah. Fucking horrible.
That's awful how she's the champion, right?
Every night. She's getting everything
I'm
by
the
default. I didn't even hear one. Nothing. Nothing. No one's doing nothing.
Now, no. What about Diana over here?
Wait,
Diana, do you want
to
steal it? Take that thing off. Fuck it. Take that thing off.
She's going to have to play next month anyway.
She's fucking horrible. So,
Jessica, if people want to find you, where can they find you?
At the fucking horrible fucking orgasm shop. That's
hey, don't hate. If you're a lucky man, maybe you'll see the real one.
There's no such thing as a real one.
Tell your fucking boyfriend to get off his fucking high horse and say, look at the fucking piece of shit. I'm fucking right here. And tell him to go fuck himself and then leave, and then I'll slip right in.
Okay,
I'll show
no
him
problem.
Boss. I'll show him what's boss.
So where can we find you?
You can actually find me on my Facebook fan page under Jessica Lynn.
Go ahead.
And I also have an upcoming video. It's Prohibido by Eddie and Henry.
Can you say Prohibido again?
Yes, I did some of the casting for that one.
Is that are they Puerto Ricans? What are they? Prohibido.
I think they're Dominican. It's Spanish reggaeton. She has
reggaeton.
She has a great scene in it. Yeah.
Does that mean like does it film in the back of a squad car? Or...
No, it's in a club.
Oh, it's in a club. Sorry. Okay. So I want to give everyone the information. Marla Rocks, winner of fucking Master Bay Theater. I want to give them the information. Go ahead.
And you could actually email me on my email address. It's pepper, P-E-P-P-E-R,
just in case you didn't know how to spell pepper.
P-I-E at AOL.com. You could like email me anything on that website.
Email you like dirty pictures and stuff?
Yeah, you can.
And then she can build herself up to do the fake one.
Be prepared to get an inbox full of cock pics from our listeners.
Yes, we do have a lot of... You will get cock pics. Are you okay with cock pics? Yeah. She goes, yeah. I'm all serious.
Then you have to come back the following week and match the cock pics with the face.
That's the year-end game.
Guess that cock!
Are they going to have their faces on it or just...
Just cocks.
You never know. Some of them, you might get a lot more.
You might.
You might get a lot of maps of Hawaii, too.
Our fans are very fucking forgiving. They're just giving souls.
Hawaii, that's in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Right next to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, Jesus Christmas. Yeah, we actually have a girl that's that dumb who thinks that Pearl Harbor is in Florida. So,
Trish. I sent her a message on Facebook.
Yeah, she's supposed to call
she
in.
She didn't reply.
Do you need her in a video?
Because you called the Trish the puppy killer.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'd love to see Trish do a rap video.
That would be hysterical.
Oh, can we sign Trish up to do a fucking rap video from Red Band?
I know what she looks like.
I can see Trish like at the back of a trunk with
his
it
type
open.
And only white.
What?
She does. She looks like Hamill.
She looks like Hamill.
With longer hair.
That's all you need to say.
She
no.
She looks like, you know how I come? You know that noise when I come? Like that.
Come to think of it.
Trish. You see, you should have replied to my message. And I would have defended you.
Trish is a cougar. No, Trish is actually
trolling prisons
for pregs. So we can. All right. So are we? We gotta play a song, kick them out, and then get ready for football. I don't really want to, but we have to.
Marla, anything you want to throw out to everybody?
Anything you want to plug before we go to? We have to go to a song. We have Disturbed on deck, and we gotta play that. So,
yes, we are Disturbed.
Cam Radio Disturbed. Show, you already know, and Death House Productions as usual.
Word! Death House Productions,
the
son!
The agency.
Fucking bust a cap in your ass, fucking productions. That's my fucking company. Bust a cap in your ass productions. That's what I got. And then, like, at the end of it, it's just like, bust a cap in your ass, motherfucker! That's what I got.
Death House, remember Raquel was here last week.
Raquel Reed.
That video was already filmed, and I saw some of the footage. What?
Is it fucking ridiculous. Hot? Is it as hot as that?
I just don't want to say too much, but it's...
Is it as hot as Jessica fucking Lynn in a goddamn gold bikini?
Yeah, it's hot.
I got it in Miami.
You live in Miami?
No, I got this bikini in Miami.
I can see why.
I got this hard on in Jersey City. Thanks. Nice.
And he's not kidding.
And I'm not kidding. All right, we got to go. We have to play a song. Disturbed Asylum right here on the machine. Sit back, relax. Say goodnight, Jessica Lynn.
Good night.
Nice. We'll see you after the song. Be out!
It's time for the 2010 Ham Radio NFL Pick Challenge. Who will win? Who will lose? In just a few minutes, we will find out. Here's how it works. Uncle Eddie and the guys pick the winners of each NFL game. The person with the most correct picks wins. The loser gets a humiliating punishment and laughed at. It's that simple. Don't worry, folks. Here on Ham Radio, we only abuse each other. It's not like we abuse animals or anything.
Billy, stop tasing the cat!
It's the 2010 Ham Radio NFL Pick Challenge. Only on the machine, roomradio.com.
Before we go even into the football challenge, I want to thank Jessica Lynn. I want to thank the people at DG Entertainment. She is by far the cutest, most attractive broad we've ever had in here that was not related to any porn star.
She said it like when she said she was Italian and Argentinian. Dude, I was like, oh,
I can bring her home to mom.
So goddamn sexy.
I won't get a beating, Danny. Oh, who's doing it? Billy's doing it.
If you go to Facebook/Jessica Lynn, you'll find her, and then you can link up and get all the information on her.
This portion of the show brought to you by Facebook.com/Jessica Lynn. For more details on the most hottest 2011 fucking centerfold we've ever had, go to Facebook.com/Jessica Lynn. That's LYNN. All right, let's go to the divisional playoffs.
Baltimore.
Let's hit it up, please. First game, please.
Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Baltimore Steelers. You know absolutely correct.
I'm still stuck on Jessica Lynn.
I know. Get off her fucking page.
But you got
focus.
Baltimore or Pittsburgh?
Baltimore or
Pittsburgh.
The Ravens are fucking a dominant team. The Steelers played pretty fucking well. So,
Steelers.
Steel City. I'm going to go Pittsburgh as well, actually. Ravens, though, they're playing pretty fucking good, though.
They're playing exceptional, but every time they go to Pittsburgh in the playoffs, it hasn't been a pretty sight for them. It's usually a very close scoring game.
All right, so that Pittsburgh for you as well, sir?
Yeah, I do believe we got three so far.
Yeah, it's all everybody around.
All right, four-way dance, Pittsburgh all the way around.
That and Pittsburgh's a more solid team.
All right, New York Jets taking on New England Patriots.
Why are we going to Sunday already?
Well, we're just doing it in the order that we got here. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I was going to go with Green Bay.
You go to Green Bay then. I don't give a shit. I'm just going by the list of the NFL, put it in order. That's the way they did. They didn't put it by times. They just put it by whatever they had.
No, I'm on their website, and they got it in order. By Green Bay.
From their site, in my hand.
Atlanta.
Go ahead.
Green Bay at Atlanta.
I'm
taking the fucking Packers.
No brainer for
Holy
Hamill.
Holy shit.
I'm taking the Packers over Atlanta.
Are you sensing upset?
Dude, they outplayed the Eagles fucking beyond words. They will outplay the fucking Atlanta team. They will fucking do it. It's done.
Hammy, I don't need to ask you, right?
Yeah, just put me in as Green Bay.
There you go.
The smart thing is to pick Atlanta, though.
I'm taking Atlanta because they're playing in Atlanta, and the last time they played down there was a close game until the end, and Atlanta pulled it out.
So Atlanta for Billy. Billy's going to shake it up.
That's a split decision.
You're taking Atlanta, well?
Yep.
All right, so Danny, what's the next game on your schedule? Go ahead.
The Jets and New England.
The much-talked-about game where Rex Ryan is saying it's more about him versus Bill Belichick than it is about the Jets and the Patriots. I think it's actually a freaking saga between Mark Sanchez and fucking Brady. That's what it comes down to me. It comes down to the quarterbacks. That's what it's going to come down to in this game. I go to Billy, who's the big Jets fan. Go ahead, Billy, what do you got?
Yeah. I'm going to take the Jets, but that's because I have to take the Jets, because I believe they will win, but it's going to be one of them bite-your-nail games.
Yeah, Billy.
That sounds like, yeah, okay. I'm just going to take the Jets.
Hamill, who are you taking?
I want the Jets to win, but I'm picking New England. They're too good. I'm picking the Patriots.
I second that motion.
I want to see what Rex has planned for them.
You took the Jets?
Yes.
I'm going to split decision again. I'm going to take the Jets.
Alrighty.
Because when they took that beating, I think halfway through it, they said, fuck it, let's not play and let's not do anything crazy. Let's save it for the playoffs.
All right, we got a minute left on the scoreboard. Can you give me two more teams to play in the last game, please?
Seattle
and Chicago.
Yes.
Right? I know, but I wanted someone to announce it. Seattle, Chicago. The Seahawks are the upset kids. They're Forrest Gumping their way through it, Billy. They're Forrest Gumping their way right through it.
They got a coach that motivates. The last time they went to Chicago and played, they did beat Chicago.
So what do you got? What are you taking? Real quick. We got 50 seconds on the clock.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm going to go with Chicago, even though.
He's taking the Bears.
I'm taking Chicago.
The Bears.
I hate the Bears, but I'm picking the Bears.
He's taking the Bears. Danny, what are you taking?
Bears.
I'm actually going Seahawks.
Oh.
I'm going Seahawks.
Are you sensing two upsets this week?
I'm taking two upsets because I think that's people are too busy going on the short thing. They're too busy going on the short thing. That's the problem. Then are we done?
We're done.
That is completing it.
There you go.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Somebody farted over here.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Oh, that was you?
The faggot burped. All right, listen. We're going to go. What do we got next, Danny? Anything good?
News.
Nothing?
News.
Oh, we got news? All right, when we come back, we'll do the WTF news. We'll do some other shit, because we're Ham Radio, and we fucking kick serious ass. Biatch!
This is Ham Radio.
We'll do it live! Fuck Ham Radio. Do it live!
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Fuck you very much, the FCC.
We'll do it live.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
As long as we can change the station, and we can, there is no reason for the FCC to have any control whatsoever over the content of radio.
Do it live!
Do you read me?
Isn't it about time you made a real friend?
Sir, please, I'm communicating with my fellow ham.
Ham radio. How do I talk? Push this button here. You're all losers!
Fuck it! Do it live!
Ham radio.
He must be on his old ham radio.
Well, this thing is worthless.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Fucking thing sucks!
Ham radio.
This is a bigger ripoff than Splunky Dicks.
Fuck it! Do it live!
The part that worries me is ham radio.
That's perfectly normal.
The machine is on Goom Radio.
Fuck it! We'll do it live!
Ham radio.
All right, before I even go into anything else, it's the Ham Radio Show, Thursday, January 13th, 11:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 1-888-632-4666. That number one more time, 1-888-632-4666. The 4666 stands for Goom. Option number three, if you want to talk to the Ham Radio Show. Not only, Danny, are we the most dangerous 3 hours in radio today, but we are the most flatulent 3 hours in radio today. Because let me point out that not only have you farted in the studio today, And we all waited till the girls left. And I just want to say, now it's a bombardment. Now it's going to be Hitler's fucking time because it smells like a chamber in here.
It was like a fucking domino effect.
Yeah, you
went first. Then, like, seconds after was Bill.
Bill, I...
And then you came in, like, 30 seconds later.
I don't want to be responsible for another genocide here.
All right, Hitler, calm the fuck down. All I know right now is if we can get past
the smell...
If we get past the smell, you fucking vegetarian painter, we will get into this. Octoon! It's time for the WTF News presented by John Bell today. Odoko! Let's rock!
Live from the WTF newsroom, it's What the Fuck Action News.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Why? Because we can.
Smells like poo, Danny! Give me some news!
That's why the WTF News is brought to you by everybody's favorite friend, Flatulence.
Nice!
No, actually, the WTF News is brought to you by, of course, JohnBellToday.com.
It is brought to you by that.
And we're going to kick off the WTF News with an 8-year-old Oklahoma boy.
Wait, Danny.
Oh, no more of that.
Right in the mic. I had a Greek guy tell me that that this is easy radio. Just, you know.
This
is easy radio. Right there, freaking get your ninja boots on, motherfuckers. It's time for the news, Danny. Go ahead.
But it's as easy as an 8-year-old Oklahoma boy who got his tongue stuck to a metal pole after he licked it on a dare.
Ooh.
Was it a triple dog dare?
Ooh.
I'm sure it was. But officials say when rescue crews arrived Tuesday morning, the boy was standing on his tippy toes trying to wiggle his frozen tongue free from a stop sign pole across the street from Woodward Middle School.
Stupid.
Paramedics were able to help the boy by pouring water on his tongue.
Yeah.
Once free, the boys told police he got it stuck after his brother dared him to lick the pole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah! Well, I double dog dare you!
Damn
right. Are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb.
That's dumb, Billy. It is
that
dumb.
That is dumb.
But he did it anyhow.
But he did it anyway.
Who didn't see that one coming?
And he got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Hamill, I'm talking about you people here, so you might want to pay attention and stop blogging.
Nope, stop blogging.
This is
time
your
for your people.
Right here.
Oh, here comes your people.
All right, I'm waiting.
Here he comes.
Heil Rover.
Oh, fuck.
Go ahead.
That's right. Newly discovered documents, Hamill, have revealed a bizarre footnote to World War II. The Nazis' dogged obsession with a Finnish mutt who gave not a howl, but an, help me out here, he gave a...
Zig-heil. Atun Zig-heil!
He gave a heil instead of a howl.
Oh, goose step!
Mm-hmm. In the months preceding Hitler's invasion of the Soviet Union, Berlin's Foreign Office Command and its diplomats in a Nazi-friendly country to gather evidence on the dog and its owner, and even plotted to destroy the owner's pharmaceutical business.
Oh,
ooh.
Those bastards.
A Nazi dog? That's amazing.
I love
how the camera just picks up Danny doing it.
Danny, what did the dog do again?
If you noticed, I did it when I introduced the story, too.
Yes, but he didn't notice. That's why he's laughing
now.
By the way, you can see the ham cam.
Funny.
The ham cam is on the machine page. Go to the machine on Facebook, all right? Danny, what did the dog do one more time?
The dog did this.
No, what did he do? Do it. Come on.
He let out a hail instead of
Yeah, but you have to
howl.
Do it for the ham cam. One more time.
Kyle.
There you go. With the dog behind it. Good job, Billy. Billy's on point.
Notice fucking Hitler over here is laughing his ass off, though.
That's right.
A man who...
Hitler! Sorry.
Sounds like a guy we know. A man who was shot in the head in Italy. This is actually amazing.
Yes.
Man who was shot in the head in Italy on New Year's Eve avoided a trip to the emergency room after, get this, he sneezed out the bullet.
What do you mean he sneezed out the bullet?
He got shot in the head.
Ooh. Like that?
Like that.
Hey, wait, Billy, what was it like?
It was amazing, they say.
So he sneezed out the bullet? So
he went, achoo.
And a bullet came out of his nose. How is that possible?
Well, he was hit by a round that a friend fired in celebration of the new year and was rushed to the emergency room where he dislodged a slug with a simple achoo.
Achoo? Bring
Not
back
here.
That dog!
Hitler, the Jew, what?
Hamill killed them all.
Oh, Hamill, you killed all the Jews.
Him and his Zig Heil dog.
Zig Heil the dog.
Hey, dog.
Wait, boy, what do you think of the Jews, boy? Boy, come here. What do you think of the blacks? What do you think of the blacks? The as they call the chocolate faces. Ooh, he doesn't like the blacks more.
How do you like the Ruskies?
What about the Puerto Ricans? That dog is a racist. That's a white dog. That's a white dog. Oh, fucking racist.
Didn't we do that story?
Yeah, we did.
Of course he's a white dog.
Actual, did you know that, Hitler?
There's an actual.
It's called White Dog.
Yeah.
There's a movie about a fucking racist dog called White Dog.
Only,
I shit you not.
I'm watching it.
1974 or something.
Someone called Netflix. Yeah. What was that, Hitler dog? I missed it.
I am putting that movie on my Netflix queue.
Yeah, Hitler do. Hitler doody do.
Daddy up.
God, what a show today, folks.
Don't erase that. Save that.
No, we need that.
Whoa,
not that. Not the sneeze. We need Hitler dog.
Oh, my God. A doctor who was set to perform surgery, often an understatement of the year, saying he's a very lucky man.
He's a very lucky man. That Hitler dog didn't fucking eat him.
Fucking snot rocket a bullet out.
Oh, Danny's trying to steamroll past his shit, and we're going right back.
You know what? You know
the
what?
One story that was more interesting than a man sneezing out a bullet is the fucking dog that fucking is a German Nazi. That is better.
But notice the dog morphed
from
into...
From Finland.
From Finland.
He morphed into the Italy story here of a man from Italy. So kind of
the Alps.
It ties in. They were friends.
It does tie in.
And like all the Albanians, they went over the mountain and claimed to be Italian.
The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. And he turned out to be a Nazi and killed all the Jews.
Yeah. What is...
That dog the hates one. The Jews. That's a white dog,
he's a white
Danny.
Dog.
That's a white dog.
Wait, I see Shelly Rome right out there.
Oh, where's Shelly Rome? Where's Shelly Rome? Get her, boy. Get her, boy. Come on. Come on. It ends in Rome. It's probably Rome. Oh, it's, now it's Romeberg, isn't it? It's Romeberg. Romestein. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a white dog. That's a white dog.
Fucking bites her legs doing Duhast in the background.
I fucking love that one.
Duhast.
It goof steps all over the prone body after it's done.
Oh my God. Can I get to the last crappy story?
Perhaps.
Go ahead, Danny.
Sticking on noses. A wannabe superhero in Seattle has shown a nose for crime in recent months. And now that schnoz is busted. Literally.
No way.
Phoenix Jones. His name is Phoenix.
Phoenix down!
Phoenix Jones walks around the city in a mask and cape looking for fellow citizens in need.
Yo, my name is Phoenix Jones, motherfucker. I'm gonna fucking be a swashbuckling crime fighter. Go ahead. Pimp up, holds down, bitch!
Well, Mr. Jones found one on Saturday night, but when he jumped in to break up a fight, one thug pulled a gun and the other socked him in the snoot, breaking it instantly.
He broke my shit, motherfucker.
This was what, up in Seattle?
Up in Seattle?
Yes.
Tonight, we're secretly replacing regular coffee with...
He broke in my nose!
You broke in my nose!
Okay, save that one and a dog one. The dog one takes top priority.
Oh, hey puppy, look, look, it's Jewish actor Paul Newman. You are a good puppy. Fraulein, the puppy is very nice, you know.
I can't do it because he has a thing. But
what do you want me to do?
You need to play Hitler and that simultaneously.
Come in here. Hold on, do I have it? I don't know. Hold on. I don't know. Oh, it's not. It's okay, puppy.
It's the best one.
Puppy, who is the dog? Oh, here it is. I have it.
Stupid Poland's dumb.
I have it here. Go ahead. Give me the puppy.
Which one you want? The happy puppy?
No. Give me the puppy.
That's his new sound.
Wait, give me. Hey, wait.
I don't know why that's so goddamn funny.
Because we're retarded.
This is Artun. This is the Montfuhrer going to call his puppy. Billy, are you ready? He goes out in the porch on the castle in Vienna, and he goes, here, puppy! Here, puppy!
I've been a part of this show for over a year now, and I've never seen Danny laugh this hard over something so goddamn stupid.
The fucking here, puppy! Here, puppy!
Come to the funeral, puppy! Stop it! What do you? Don't pee on the Jews! Don't pee on the Jews! Stop peeing on the Jews!
It's just so fucking wrong.
You're going to make them too moist for the chamber. Don't pee on the Jews. Oh, now you pissed off Hitler. Oh, what are you doing? It's not bad.
I love that fucking dog.
I love that fucking dog. Oh, God. Do we have to go to spots, or are we going back? Am I playing a song? What am I doing?
Who the fuck is?
Nice production work.
Has anyone seen the Führer's dog? That is the dog! That is the dog! The Führer's, okay. Yeah, it's one of those nights, folks. That's exactly what it is.
A little boy and his toys.
Yep. And that's pretty much the last time.
Oh, that's dumb.
That's dumb.
Laura from Pennsylvania says we should give Hitler dog to Trish.
Let's give Hitler dog to Trish. Go ahead, Billy. You ready? Hitler dog goes out to Trish. You ready?
Sure.
Here we go. Hitler, go first.
Get in the bag.
Watch out! It's Hitler.
Take
dog.
Take that, dog killer, Trish.
That's right. It's fucking Hitler dog. All right, what are we doing? Are we? Can you close out the news, Danny, please? Cause...
I can't.
No, he
the
can't.
News was brought to you by JohnBellToday.com.
For everything and everything, for everything and everything, John Bell, please go to JohnBellToday.com.
Or else.
Or Hitler Dog will come after you. Not only do we have Baby Cunts a lot, now we have Hitler Dog. And it breaks
get off the floor.
It does break Danny down. It just breaks him right down. As requested, Danny, do you don't have that other thing, do you?
Stupid poll, that's dumb.
Before you run out of the room, do you have it? Because if you don't have it, just tell me.
Another stupid poll? The
Phoenix? Yeah, do you have it? All right, plug in your shit. I got you. Go ahead. Plug in that shit. Let's get that going. We did promise Tony from Phoenix Down that we would play, of course, a Phoenix Down song. Are you locked, ready to roll, Danny? Are you ready to go? It's time! Phoenix Down on Ham Radio. We'll be back after this song right here on the only...
Start spreading your legs. I'm eating today. I want to eat a part of it. Yatwa, yatwa. Don't come in my shoes, 'cause your pussy can spray right from the very heart of it. You're twat, you're twat. I want to wake up in that pussy that doesn't leak and find out you're on the pill. Now slap off my meat, play with my balls, 'cause that would be neat. My little round balls, they're coming your way. I'm gonna fuck a brand new partner. You're twat, you're sweet twat. If I can Shave your hair, I'll come on. Everywhere fill up with goo. You're a twat. You're a twat.
Twat, fishy, smelly twat. You gotta smelly, fishy twat. You got, goddamn, let's go, come on.
I want to wake up in that pussy that doesn't leak and find out you're on the pill. Stop with the yeast. Leap on my meat. Bring on the pill. Come on. These little round balls are coming your way. I'm gonna fuck a brand new partner right here in your sweet twat. And you bet your tits, baby, if I can shave your hair, you know I'll come on everywhere. Come on, come through your twat. Yeah. Two. What? You smelly box, bitch. Ha.
Nice. Nice. Not thrilling, but nice. Yeah.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
This is how we do it.
It's Thursday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side. So reach for my party and I hook it up. Take the keys to my cup. Short cause I'm faded. Hitler dog is money or we made it. Gonna make time to devour them can I. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by.
It's the Ham Radio Show, by the way, Thursday, January 13th, 2011. It's 11:39 Eastern Standard Time.
How much does Will to Be give you to play these songs?
I like This Is How, I like Montel Jordan. I like This Is How We Do It.
I don't even know who it is. I just, you know. How much does he give you? And where's our cut?
1-888-632-4666. That's, 1-888-632-4666. The 466 stands for Go, motherfuckers. Option number 3. You can also hit us up by hitting us up on the Ham Cam. The Ham Cam located conveniently on the Machine's Facebook page. Go to Facebook and Facebook.com there and look for The Machine. That's The Machine. We have people from time to time checking in from there. You can also hit us on the Twitter. The Twitters are always working. The, what else we got? The fucking hamradioshow.com. Of course, the main website of all the madness that's going down. I want to thank Ken Anderson. Ken Anderson from Dayton, Ohio, who knew that tonight's movie that doesn't suck was, of course, Danny, go ahead, what movie was it?
The Naked Gun.
Nice. He knew the that it was. One. He knew it was the first one. We had a couple people that were calling and saying Naked Gun 2, Naked Gun 3. But fuckers, if you don't know what it is, you can't play the game. It's Ken Anderson, Dayton, Ohio, who is the winner tonight. He wins Penthouse Forum. Penthouse Forum, Billy, which Penthouse Forum presents Housewives Hunting Housewives, starring Penthouse vet Daisy Marie. It's directed by Kelly Holland, and it is porn in HD, Billy. It's in HD. All right?
Cool.
That's what you like. Unlike this show, which is available in ND. No definition.
What?
That's right.
Can I get a meeting?
Wait, hold on.
That's not funny without the dog.
The dog went away.
The dog went away. The dog went back to the pen. It's the Ham Radio Show, like I said, 1-888-632-4666. We are... I got itchy chin. Just started fucking scratch it on live radio.
Great.
On Fleaser, bitch. Danny, I'm actually excited for tomorrow. We have to go to the, we have to go to this party, and I'm actually excited.
Yes.
I like Aunt Helen's. We're going to Aunt Helen's party. It's for
because
my...
we have to have two parties.
Yes.
And
yeah. Well, this is the
y'all can't get along.
Well, this is the bitter conversation.
talk to me as I pack up to go to get the car.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll fill in the audience. Our friend is getting a divorce.
No
and,
way.
And it's almost finalized, but now they're... My godson is in the middle of this, and his birthday is now... I think it's... Is it today? Is it tomorrow?
No, we haven't crossed over
the
plane
yet. No,
it's
today. Wasn't he born on the 13th?
It was neither that.
That sounds good when you tell the story. You don't 15, know which day it was.
15, 14, I don't know. January something.
I can't think right now.
Yeah, I can't think either. We're still looking at Jessica Lynn. But the birthday is happening. We're going to have a party. We're going to be hanging out with, you know, the lady that, you know, calls in the show, the smartest lady I know, Aunt Helen. We're going over her house for the party. And like Danny was saying, there's two parties. And now I'm stuck because I got to go to both. I have to go to both.
No.
Because I'm the godfather, so I have to go to both. It's not good, Billy.
It's too many cannolis. You'll get fat.
I'm already fat. I don't like cannolis. That's first off. See, if you knew me, Billy, you would know I don't like cannolis.
I don't know you, nor do I need to.
Yes, you do. You need to know me, Billy.
There's no money in it. I don't need to know.
Yeah, that's always your MO, isn't it?
Fine, man. You need money.
You don't need money, but sometimes you just need to just be a good friend, Billy.
Pay me.
All right.
Sometimes... Pin me, pay me.
All right, job squad. I don't know. All I know is that the Godfather has to go to two parties this weekend. He's very exclusive.
But I don't understand why do we gotta go.
Wait, put
to...
your headphones on so you can hear exactly.
I hear the music.
You hear the music, or?
But
it's the Godfather, yeah, by the way. Just
I
in case you're playing at home.
Why is there two parties to begin with?
There's two parties because both parties can't get along, Danny.
You mean to tell me they can't play nice for just one day?
They're not gonna play nice for one
but
day.
But they still have to both see each other at both parties.
Doesn't matter. No, she's not coming to the other party.
I mean, well, he has to still see her.
He has to see her at the one party.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
not gonna see her at both parties.
So what's the point of having a separate party?
What happened?
Then what was the point of having a separate party?
Because for the kid. So that way the parties are involved in the party.
And now the poor little kid thinks he's always going to get two parties for everything. He's going to become spoiled.
And he probably is going to get two parties for everything. That's the way it works.
Well, the thing is with one, the ex's party.
Yeah.
Is we were pretty tight with, man.
Yeah.
There's going to be an awkward situation.
Well, you're fucking being a pussy, and you're not going to show up to the
because
second party.
Because it's not going to last that long, and I'm working. So I'll be over
that's,
an hour late.
That's Danny's way of getting out of it.
I'm getting out of it because bowling lasts about 5 hours while I'm working, really.
It does last 5 hours. You just don't want to go to the party.
Yeah.
Just fucking admit it. You don't want to be drawn into this Sicilian thing.
Stop trying to make a bit. No.
I'm not making a bit. You don't want to be drawn into it.
I don't want to be drawn. I physically
make
can't
a
make
bit.
It. I got to work.
I'm speaking from the heart. You don't want to go. If you
yes,
wanted
I
to go.
Yes, I don't want to go because I don't want to miss a few $100 of work. Yes.
No, you don't. You can go after work,
oh,
you
look.
Fuck nut.
Money.
No,
money
wait,
gets in the way again.
Wait a minute. You can go after work. Don't fucking be as. You can go after work.
Yes, and the party will be over.
The bridge will be closed.
The party's not going to be over. It's on Staten Island.
Oh. I'm sure it's going to be.
It's not going to be over. Danny just doesn't want to go, but now the party's over.
No. And
Danny,
playing
he
over
wants.
Promos.
He wants. I don't give a shit. It's not our fucking promo. Does it say my name on that fucker? No, I don't care. That's not a fucking commercial. It's a promo.
What?
And we can talk over promos. You can't talk over commercials, you fucknut.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to turn everything off. All right, we got to go to break, and then we're going to close out the show.
We're closing?
Right, we're closing. Godfather out.
And hang yourself. Matter of fact, grab his back and bend yourself. It's a big man. He's too big.
Remember to listen, by the way, to All Hip Hop Radio and Will 2B and the Early Show. Of course, that's from 12 in the afternoon. No, when does it start? 10 in the morning. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to GoomRadio.com and check for further details on all hip-hop radio, where you can hear great Billy favorites music like this.
I'm what you never gonna be. I'm in that tax bracket you're never gonna see.
So disrespectful. So disrespectful.
Got any Planet Rock?
What Planet Rock? What do you mean?
Well, if we're going to do hip-hop, man, go back. Get the good stuff.
I like a little Run DMC. I might have some Run DMC.
No, I'm talking even before them.
Yeah, but see, I like Run DMC.
All right.
I like the Kings of Old School. There is no higher. 1-888-632-4666. 1-888-632-4666. Option number 3. If you want to call the show, we're almost done with the show anyway. It's probably no one awake. It's 11:50 Eastern Standard Time. Thursday, January 13th, 2011. The show's almost over. How was everybody? I think we had a great show tonight, by the way.
Fantastic show.
Fan-fucking-tastic. The fucking ham cam in full effect all night on the machine page. They got to see the beautiful Miss Jessica Lynn.
Yes.
She was... I will keep saying it. I don't care how much of a mark I sound like. She is ridiculously hot. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. She is one of the most hottest girl that has not to do with porn that we've ever had in here.
And she smelled great, too.
She smelled wonderful. And her skin, oh, so soft, Billy.
Velvety,
oh, so soft.
Like, it was nice.
Did Danny leave already?
Yes, he had to acquire the car. You go downstairs and you got to wait for the guy to get up from the desk. He looks up, sees you there.
Yeah.
Then 10 minutes later, he finally decides he can get up and come and take your $8.
And so I guess I got to play a song out, though, right?
Yeah, that would be your job there.
I'm going to have to just find a song, though, now. So let's do that while I fucking talk.
Well, look for some old school rap, man.
I'm trying. You want me to find this? Billy, man. You want some old school rap?
Yeah, get some let's good see what old we got. School
let's
stuff.
Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. We'll let's go through.
Back in the day.
I'm going through the system. Let's see what I got. We're in music.
Go back to, like, Rapper's Delight days.
Rapper's Delight's good. Billy, what's your favorite rap? What's your favorite rap song?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Since you're, like, not at all the rap fan that I think that you are. So
I have no idea.
You know the old school.
That, like, when it was different.
I got a lot of fucking this.
It was before it was filled with a lot of negative words.
What, like yes. Slave Jim?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, did you notice how that got, like, so much press, by the way?
Yeah, well, too bad.
Am I hitting them on it?
Nah.
All right.
Because yours went off before and you got away with it,
That
too.
Wasn't mine. That was fucking...
Before you did the same deal.
No, mine was on vibrate the whole time.
Before yours...
I got a good song to lean out with.
What you got?
The World Is Yours by Nas.
Let me see if I have it.
It is favorite rap song.
Who's Nas?
Nas. Please explain to Billy who Nas is.
Is he that thing?
Well, I have it right here if you want to play it.
You have it hooked in? Can you hook it up? Hook it up to hook it up to Danny's thing.
Hamill is good.
Let me hear a bit of it before we go out with it. Let me hear what it is.
Educate me.
Yeah, educate Billy and myself because I don't know what the fucking... I know who Nas is. I just don't know.
I don't. Explain.
Explain who Nas is for him, please.
It's plain.
Oh, wait, I don't have it up, then. Sorry.
Yeah.
Billy, like this?
Love this shit.
Illmatic, very mellow.
Illmatic is the best rap album I've ever heard.
It's not
this isn't just some crazy white guy saying it to look cool.
It's not
this is the best rap album ever.
It's not making Billy, like, clench his fist in anger.
So you're pretty fly for a white guy, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also pretty fat, too, but... Hey-o.
That wasn't where I... Yeah.
Yeah, so this song... Nas, you know, he had a big beef with Jay-Z, which
Wait,
I think...
Let me pot it down a little bit, so go ahead.
Nas had a big beef going on with Jay-Z.
This is the Hitler hip-hop minute. Go ahead.
School me, son.
Black guy.
Let's go.
If you listen to a song called Ether, it is the best diss track I've ever heard, ever, Black by guy. Anybody.
I like Eminem, though. I do enjoy the Eminem. I like, not just the candies, Billy, because I know that's where your head's going. I enjoy the white rapper. Eminem, I do.
There's only one white rapper.
Yeah, well, no, there was a couple. Remember when he came out and he broke and then, like, every other fucking rap group threw a white rapper in there?
Oh, what the hell was it? The, oh, fuck. The
Beastie Boys are good.
The Beastie Boys were the originators.
Oh, Beastie Boys rule.
You have Beastie Boys on there?
But do you remember when they were a hardcore band?
Just tell me when. Yeah, well, I remember. I like them in the beginning. They were fucking.
When they were a hardcore band.
Right before fucking. You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party came out.
Yeah.
Right before that, they were doing fucking hardcore. What, you got Beasties?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got. Chill!
See?
Yeah,
this is good
this
shit.
This is good shit, Billy.
And in the video, who was dressed in the
I don't know. I didn't
suit.
Watch. I didn't watch the videos.
Who was dressed in the monkey suit, Billy?
Kerry King.
Who the hell's Kerry King?
From Slayer. Guitar player. See, Hamill knows.
Hamill knows a lot of fucking interesting facts. That obviously
I don't know.
They did the solo.
I have a collection of Snapple facts in my head. I know a lot of things that are just irrelevant to society.
And you have a Snapple for a fucking body, so that's
yes.
Cool.
It's made from the best stuff on earth.
Yes. The best stuff just got better.
What'd they do with that chick after all them years?
The fat chick? I think she died of a coronary.
They sent her out on a photo shoot and she never came back.
She died of liver damage from drinking too much Snapple. She got stabbed by a
black guy.
And she went down. Went down.
Oh.
What else we got? What else we got in Hitler's iPod?
Hitler's iPod?
Hitler's iPod. Let's see what's on. All the hits coming from Hitler.
You know Rammstein's coming soon.
You got Rammstein?
Well, okay. Well, you just mentioned Rammstein.
All right, good. Let's go to Rammstein.
Is this the I Like to Fuck?
Back down. I Like to Fuck!
See, this song's just...
Do you have that? Does anyone have that? Yeah. You have? I have it. Is it?
Yes.
This is a great song. How long is this song?
8 hours.
3:45.
All right, listen to this song for a minute. I'll cut in between. It's Rammstein. You got a cock, I got a pussy. Let's go.
Go look at the music video.
I did.
It's time for a ham radio dance party with Rammstein and Hitler on the fucking iPod. Let's roll, bitches. Let's rock.
Too big, too small.
What's wrong with the song? It's
fantastic.
It is.
That's why they finally came back and toured the States, because he can't get laid in Germany?
Nope. Did you ever see the video for this?
Yeah.
The video is the greatest video ever. It's a bunch of porn stars fucking them.
It's really them.
That's all it is. Their cocks are getting sucked. They're all getting fucked in the video.
There's a censored version on YouTube, but don't watch that.
Don't watch the censored version. I think it's on Daily Motion.
Yeah.
I think has the...
Rocktube.com has it.
Yeah.
It's a porn.
It's a straight up porn.
The whole video surrounds different porno scenarios, like the executive at the office, the dominatrix.
The pizza guy.
And the whole video progressed to them just fucking these chicks.
Yeah.
And they're hot chicks, too.
Yeah.
But...
Black guy.
Yeah. They all got black guy schwangers.
I mean, this song is so goddamn simple.
Nobody realizes or can figure out that the singer from Rammstein was actually an Olympic gold medalist or something. He was a swimmer
and
shit.
That wouldn't surprise me.
He was a swimmer
or
something.
The guy's fucking jacked.
He has a beautiful body. It's so nice.
But usually most swimmers usually end up being, you know, a little light in the loaf, is there?
I'd like to carry... What I'd like to do, Billy, is I'd like to go to the guy from Rammstein and just catch... Little gerbils out of his ass. It's a little, and it's kind of... Oh, that's so tasty.
What's the most tasteless thing you got in there? You know, as far as, like, outrageous, crazy, something...
Well, I was going to put anal cunt on this, but I ran out of room.
What's anal cunt?
It's a band.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. You want offensive shit? They have songs titled Hitler Was a Sensitive Man. I found out you're pregnant, so I kicked you in the stomach.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Next week, I want to hear that I Kicked You in the Stomach song. I want to hear that one.
You want just vile disgusting?
All right, wait, let me kill you on the fucking thing. Good. Fire strong. When you get tell me before I turn up.
No one remembers this, do you?
I'd say.
This is Bam Margera and Brandon DiCamillo.
Oh.
Their little garage band, Narkill. Mm-hmm. Just look at the video Skeletor versus Beastman.
Then take your drawers off. And take your legs. Open your ass
up like a keg. Got any mentors in there?
Wait, hold on. Very fool, you are mine.
Yeah, that's what their musical talent is, but it's so goddamn funny, this video.
Skeletor, I know you groove and shake it so damn good. And when you come on through my hood, I'll give you a piece of
are. You're very fool, I know, and I will not disagree. But there's one thing we don't like, and it starts with he, man. Oh, no.
It starts with he, man.
Don't worry, Skeletor, your pants on fire. My cock will burn. My cock on fire. Oh. You know, yes, my head is so damn thick like yours.
And the video for this is Brandon DeCamillo dressed up in like some ghetto ass Skeletor and Beastman outfits, and they have action figures just raping each other. It's so goddamn funny.
I'd bend you over and shoot. I do enjoy BAM shit.
This is on one of those CKY videos.
I don't know.
All right.
I only have CKY2K one.
The funny thing is, this song's actually pretty catchy.
Grab your Harry bombs. Harry indeed.
Harry indeed.
Yeah, it's got that mundane just drone on and on that you just sort of go, all right.
But I'll rape you, master. He never failed. He's always got my ass on his mind. And it's on time. And when he waxes me,
but if you get I can't believe none of you have ever heard this before. No.
If you get a chance, look up The Mentors. Check out some of their fine classic stuff.
Give me something to play out, because we only got 50 more seconds. So find something and just play me out. I'm going to play you a little low. Remember, I want to thank Jessica fucking Lynn for being here. Check her out at Facebook.com / Jessica Lynn. I want to thank the fine people. And, of course, that we're on the machine tonight, that we're on the machine page on Facebook. And I want to thank everybody that was checking out the ham cam, because that's what we do. Remember, free speech is never silent. Always speak the fuck up. We will see you next week. The fuck is this?
Rammstein.
I got Rammstein on the way out the door.
It's my favorite Rammstein song.
It's a little Rammstein for you. It's Ham Radio. We will see you on the flip side. We'll see you next week, where I guarantee we're even going to be better than we were tonight. And that's staying alive. Remember, keep fucking that chicken. I'll see you on the flip. Bitch!
Puppy killer.